like to welcome everybody. Call the meeting to order.
407.
We have two awareness resolutions, one and two. Amber called me today and said that the Mary Royals would be very happy with the $12,500 increase. Kathy, yours didn't read that, but would you be happy with that too?
That addresses my concern that we were paying for services that they're not entitled to give.
Well, let's go to the amount first, okay? Is that fine with you? So we can do both, right? So basically,
a $12,500 increase over what?
Instead of 15.
Instead of 15.
Increase, it was a $12,500 increase.
Which is a $2,500 increase over the $10,000.
Yeah.
Right, exactly, 12.5 total.
Okay.
All right. We probably could take some of these resolutions, and because some of them are basically like yours, Lynn, you know, that's coming out of Creative Economic Development Division reclassifications. I mean, there's three or four resolutions that you want to go each one of them, or you want to take them in a bunch, we could do
let's
that.
Let's do each one.
All right,
let's go Legislative Warros. We have a motion. Someone make a motion regarding 12.
Second. At $12,500.
Total of $12,500, correct.
Which is the second page that's in the...
which is the... You should have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's changing from $15,000 to $12,500.
Okay, and can I, on Kathy's concern about providing services that they're not authorized to provide, can't we write in the contract exactly what?
Exactly to it, you know, was stated that I said that we should write the contract to the satisfaction of what the county needs and make sure they're able to provide that service within that contract.
Well, and it's not specifically what it is what the county needs, but it's also within what they're allowed to provide.
About to provide, and that they're able to provide, yes. And that they have the proper insurance again and all that stuff, that we don't go into run into that problem again.
Right,
which they should have it, because they already paid it.
Yeah, that was satisfied last time, yeah.
Kathy, is that all right with you? Will you pull your resolution? I mean, I know yours went to mental health.
Yeah, I need to talk with Mary before doing that officially.
All right, well, we're gonna vote on yours then here tonight, so we're going to have to make a decision one way or the other. We're not going to have two pending.
Well, she can bring it up on the floor.
Yeah, you can bring it on the floor, yes, but I mean, we as the Ways and Means are going to make a decision tonight.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, let's act on the first one. So who made the motion?
I did.
Second? Jim? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay. Next resolution regarding awareness again would be, well, you did have 12.5, but you wanted to fund it out of mental health, correct?
Yes.
10.
At 10,000? Yeah.
It was pulled, or?
Well, we already voted on one. We're going to make a decision now. I mean, we already addressed awareness, funding in that $12,500. Now, there's one before us. It's funded differently. Instead of a contingency, it's coming out of a mental health.
So Hope Rocks pulled.
Hope Rocks.
That's what I was asking. Okay, thank you. I'm just going in
and
my order, so I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, go on.
Just to clarify, in your amendment, it's not necessarily awareness.
Do you want this?
It's moving money into mental health.
What we're doing now.
To go out for a service that may or may not.
I just had my notes.
Hold on, please. Hold on. One at a time.
Okay.
Kathy just pulled the resolution.
It was to address this type of services, and you just passed a resolution that would address this type of services. So for this year, I'll pull this.
Okay.
So we have to vote on that? No?
No.
Okay. All right. So that third one. Office of Controller, Confidential Secretary. So I'm moving for discussion.
Second amendment.
We'll move it?
Discussion?
Yeah,
I'll move it for discussion.
Move second?
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Someone make a motion to accept or reject?
First, well, are we going to be discussing it?
No, we already discussed it.
Well, we can discuss it.
We can discuss it.
For discussion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but nobody's saying anything, so are we talking or are we voting?
We've got to slow down a little bit. I mean, we've got 2 hours.
Believe me, I'm sure we can fill that 2 hour time slot. That's not an issue.
Well, let Laura get up if Laura wants to talk about it.
Sorry.
Hey.
So there's awareness. This one is. This one was
it's the third
amendment
one
number
on
three.
These aren't. Don't have numbers on them.
Look at the agenda. Do you have the agenda? The agenda.
Yes,
it helped.
Executive recommendation of position of administrative assistant. This is the controller's office.
That's where we're at. That's what we're on, Laura.
Right now, the controller wants a confidential secretary.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
And what is the feedback from the controller's office before we pass this?
He came the other night and he said that he wanted it. He made that's his recommendation.
Okay. But wasn't there one for an assistant, an administrative assistant as well? Yeah.
There's one in the budget right now for administrative assistant.
Okay.
Right?
The comptroller is asking for a confidential secretary instead of an administrative assistant. And I'm proposing something different with that position.
We're approaching a manager.
Yeah. Partially from the confidential secretary. Okay. All right. I'm good.
All right. All in favor of providing a confidential secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody against? Please, Amber, you got everybody's count?
Everybody's a no except for Laura. Okay.
All right, next one, Amendment 4. Legislative Bartels, Office of Controller, Deputy Director of Audit. This is to add a person in the office.
No.
Purposely. No.
Well, it's to exchange the administrative assistant. It's not to add an additional person. It's to make the administrative assistant a CPA.
Well, yeah, it's going to put a person that a CPA qualification auditor and delete the confidential secretary.
Mm-hmm. No, delete the administrative assistant.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Can I?
I'll move
it for discussion.
Second. Okay.
So I would like to offer an amendment to this,
mm-hmm.
and that is to adjust the salary, which right now is listed at 81. But when you look at the office, I mean, they're facing a compression issue in that office anyway, with the director of internal audit control making less than the senior auditors. So I'd like to amend that 81. To match the director of internal audit control for the moment, which is
67553.
What is it? 67553.
Yeah,
lowering.
Okay,
I'm
just making sure.
And also, I mean, just everyone should note that there is a technical amendment in from the executive, which changes the numbers on the administrative assistant. So the financial burden to the county would be less based on the technical amendment as well. So that's later,
mm-hmm.
but just you should keep that in mind when you're assessing the possibility of this.
Any other comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Of the amendment.
Of the amendment first. The amendment is to decrease the salary to 67,553 instead of 81. All in favor?
Well, we didn't do that on the first one. We didn't do the amendment when we changed the amount to 12,500.
No, because we changed the whole amendment. This is part of what we're doing.
Okay, I'm just.
All right.
What is the motion?
This was 81,000. The amendment stated that it was $81,000 for salary.
So you're
Tracy make a motion to decrease the salary.
I am.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a motion to amend the amendment.
Right. To 67,553.
Okay.
That's why we didn't do it.
Okay. Because if there isn't the support to amend the amendment, then I'll go with the first number. But I just if there's the support to amend the amendment.
All in favor of the amendment, which is to lower the salary from 81,067,553, which encompasses all the, if there's any other deletions regarding the payment, the retirement, and all that stuff, okay? No, we're not figuring it out, but everybody's
correct.
All with that. Okay. Yeah. All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Against?
And a question on this. This is to go into the comptroller's office. But it is at the directive of the legislative body.
That language,
position.
Well, yeah, that language I said was missed. That's not correct.
That's
we can't do it. We're not going to direct the. Don't we're right. not going to direct that person. That's
anybody
not
in the controller's office.
Yeah, that's not our requirement.
Not
but we can by the charter, we can direct the office, and that's what I'm proposing that we do. That we have a sit down with the office and direct the office to do a certain number and specific audits. That we together change the conversation and the relationship with the comptroller, and we ask for certain specific audits from the comptroller's office, and this person would have the qualifications to do that by definition.
All right, so we got it all in favor and
mm-hmm.
against?
Mm-hmm.
Passed or defeated?
The amendment has passed 7-0.
All right, on the amendment with the amendment that is attached to it.
The amended amendment.
Just say the amended.
Well, this is
not funded. Not,
no, this is using it's using the administrative assistant funding and changing the administrative assistant to a CPA.
All right. So, all in favor of amending the amendment that we passed? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against.
For the amendment, not for.
No, this is for.
This is actually for this now.
This
okay,
amendment
I'm
would
a no.
To
I'm a no.
Have
a
salary of 67,553.
He needs a confidential right. secretary. Doesn't mean
so you got that, Amber?
2-5.
2-5.
I don't think. Well,
does it fail?
No.
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 All right, on the next one, office controller, administrator, grade assistant. This is to add. Correct an error in the salary, which would increase it by offset by the finance department line, so the negative effect on the budget.
No.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? If not, amendment number 6, Commissioner of Finance, Office of Aging.
No.
This net effect on the budget.
Second.
Office of Aging of the Criminal Victims Division. There we go. Sorry.
Any other discussion? If not, a roll call, please. All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody against? Nope. All right. Number 7, probation.
No.
A second.
Second.
No impact on the budget. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
8. This is increased salaries, regular salaries of district attorneys
mm-hmm.
and the Office of Attorney General, District Attorney.
I'll second.
Oh, first, who moved it?
I did.
Okay, second.
Second.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to defer this increase and the decision around these increases and a couple of others that are coming. I'd like to make a motion that we, anything over 2% in the management category, gets reviewed. We're waiting for some salary data that we're hoping to get this week to be able to look at this so that we're not making decisions outside of having a fuller view of salaries across the management continuum. So I would say I don't think we should make a decision on this till we get that data, and then we can do an analysis and share it with this group about where they fall compared to other management jobs across the organization.
Where is the information coming from?
We're waiting for Bert.
Oh, okay.
You'll have it done when?
End of the week.
End of the week? No good. We need it by Wednesday.
We need it by Wednesday.
Wednesday's the
need it by Wednesday.
You should have had it already.
Then, you know what? Then nobody should get increases over the 2%. Everything goes. Everybody gets 2%, and that no increases should go through until the analysis is done. And that's including anything in the executive budget as well that's over the 2%.
Well, no sense of holding anything if we're not having the information by Wednesday.
Right.
Joe.
Yeah, I think I'd like to point out two things. One, I don't think this was information that should have taken this long to be had, and I know I'm not the only one at this table that feels that way. Maybe it was strategic that we don't have it right now. It seems to be par for the course over the last several years from what I've seen. Secondly, I think this is another example of our own. We have one budget analyst. We should not have to go to the exec's office and wait for this. We should be able to do this ourselves. That also bleeds into some other conversations we're going to be having. Excuse me, I don't think you had the floor.
Right,
I mean,
on,
at some point,
yeah.
Sorry. I mean, am I the only one that feels that
no,
way?
Let Joe speak.
So, I think there's a lot of things we wait on that we shouldn't have to wait on. And it's disappointing we don't have it, and I'm in support of Legislator Archer if we put this off so we have...
Well, if we're not going to have the information by Wednesday, what's the sense of putting it off? Mm.
Well, what are we doing, though? Because it's not hard information to
listen,
get, let's be honest.
I thought that we are able to get from the Commissioner of Finance the information we need to with which to do our job. As far as I'm concerned, without this information, we're not making informed decisions. We're all over the map. We have no insight. We're just saying yes to a bunch of increases without any context. And as far as I'm concerned, as an appropriating body, we should not be making decisions without all the information at our fingertips. And I thought we had the ability to get that information. I was led to believe earlier last week that we would get it. And, you know, of course, at the 11th hour, we don't have it. And now we're supposed to be making decisions or not. I'm saying any increase over 3% or 2%, I don't care where it is, in the management bailiwick should not go through at all until we have the data with which to make informed decisions.
When do you have it done, bro?
It's going to be Friday, Rich. Legislator Archer asked me last week if I could get this information. I said yes. I was never told it needed. I was never told it needed to be done by Wednesday.
Well, I mean,
never.
Obviously,
but
you know,
because in the Rich, in the committee meeting, she was talking about a salary study. That's what this was. I thought the information was needed, not about these amendments.
Excuse me. And we were talking about it, quite frankly, Bert. We were talking about it, in all fairness, at the amendment meeting when Holly was standing there. Joe was talking about increases. I said, look, we'd like to do a survey, but a back-of-the-envelope study. Here's what we need. Let's do a quick look-see at this. Come on. Listen, I've done these things. I don't know how your data is constructed that it's not at your fingertips, but or that you make decisions for the budget process without all the information. How do you make decisions?
All right.
Excuse me.
In light of all that, we have to make decisions, okay? Unfortunately, we have to make a decision. What we have at hand right now, that's how you have to make the decision. It's not going to be done by Wednesday this week. No sense of prolonging this because we have to go through this budget, make a recommendation to the full legislative body. Tracy?
I mean, on that subject, Amber can circulate a list of, I'm sure that it's relatively easy to get.
Amber has a list already.
Of the management positions that exceed the 2%, correct? So So that excess of 2% could be moved into contingency pending the discussion.
But the thing is, we have to make a decision. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You want to put it in
contingency? Yeah, we have to make a decision.
You put it in contingency, you put it wherever you want to put it, but we can't sit here beyond Wednesday you know,
right,
hoping and wishing.
A non-decision is a decision. Right. Yeah, so a non-decision is what's in the book.
You can say no. There's no question you can say no. The question becomes, we have to act. All right? We have to do something. And if we're not going to have the information by Wednesday, then no sense waiting until Wednesday. And then there again, we need to, at the end of this packet here, we're going to make approval or disapproval of a budget, a final budget. And
so
the thing is,
help me to understand how you make a decision without information. Okay. I mean, it really is beyond comprehension about how we, I mean, we just say no then to everything because we don't have enough information with which to make a informed decision. And so,
well, on this resolution, let's talk about this resolution before, amendment before us. All right? Mm-hmm. This is a zero budget impact. Okay? So this is basically coming out of contingency line. So there's money in contingency line right now. So if you said yes to this, then, yeah, there would be, this money would come out of there if you approved this.
How can I say yes if I don't know what it is? If I have not done any look-see at any of the other salaries, how do I say yes to this? I can't say yes to any of these. And or anything over 3%, over 2% in the overall budget. Any increase over 2%.
Well, the only thing I would suggest, if you feel very strongly about these increases, put them at 2%, and then there's no question they definitely go in at 2%, and then if there's sufficient monies thereafter or some other way you want to fund it later on, you could do such.
They probably already got their 2% in the budget.
They probably get their 2%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
this is above that.
Never,
this is above the 2%, and to suggest that it's, I mean, It's not zero.
Yeah.
It's zero to the tax levy because it's coming out of contingency, but the effect on the budget
right.
is a diminished
like
contingency.
Yeah.
The second one is more budget neutral.
But this, I mean,
because I'm adding to it.
Yeah, I'm not at yours yet. I'm just looking at this one. But when we take things out of contingency, it has an effect on the budget.
And this
doesn't have an effect.
Well, it doesn't have
an
effect on the tax rate or the
right,
tax levy because
right.
it's already incorporated into it.
Yeah,
well, but
that's a slippery slope. We could start to,
Well, that's what we did on all these amendments. I mean,
right.
We did not.
Right, but we can't keep saying that's
I mean,
a zero
but
effect.
That's what
zero
every
effect,
amendment that has an increase is offset by the contingency, from what I have seen.
Except for Joe's.
Except for Joe's, okay? So, I mean, there again, don't say we can do that, Tracy. That's what we have done.
I'm not saying we
process.
Can't do it. I'm saying we can't represent it as having no effect when it does have an effect. I'm
aware
no effect of the
effect on the tax
of what I've
levy to the taxpayer.
That's very specific and different than what you
has
stated.
Effect on our contingency amount, what we have in the account.
Correct.
That's the fact in itself.
Yes,
okay.
But that's not what you're saying.
Lennon and Joe.
So for the amendments asking for increase, I think that those should be no. Money can be put in contingency, but no increase is given.
Money's already in.
Okay, so then the money in the increases in the budget that have not gone through the amendment process, because they're already sitting in the executive's budget, over 2% should be put on hold as well. And if we need to articulate those, then I think we get the list together, and when we vote, it's vote outside of those individuals getting those increase, because if we're not looking at everybody, then we shouldn't be giving anybody an increase over 2%. That's my opinion.
All right, Joe.
Yeah, I was actually gonna ask if there was a solution that Lynn could come up with that would make her comfortable, where we could, you know, put a tack in this and not somehow move forward without just, like we always do. Look, I've been here for a year, and all we do is sit at this table and say, we don't have the proper information. This better not happen again. Here we, and we'll just vote because we're told we have to. Well, we have to.
Which is why
I mean,
I'm saying
what are we
now.
Ever going to do until legislators become legislators in Ulster County? That's what I'm asking. When are we going to be involved? I mean, we're sitting here fighting in a little while over whether we're going to continue with one budget analyst for 23 legislators and this skeleton crew out there that
well,
have about three or four different hats. And it's not enough. What we're getting is still not enough. And then we have here 33 newly added positions that are just in the budget that we've literally not even discussed. And then we fight over scraps at the end of the year. It's just going to continue next year. It's going to be the same thing.
Mm-mm.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, we First of all, I disagree with you that we haven't done anything regarding sitting around this table doing everything. I mean, I think we have worked very hard as legislators, all of us have. So I would disagree with that.
That statement wasn't an indictment towards the legislative
body. You state your opinion, I'm stating my opinion. It's that simple. The fact is that we have a time frame of what we have to do and how we have to do it. We have to decide what we're going to do. If you decide, that the majority decides that they want to only have 2% increases to everybody, and then you look at, evaluate any other increases in the future, there's monies from contingency for some of those. I don't know how big this pot's going to be, but I mean, there again, you know, what do you allow, what don't you allow? If somebody didn't put an increase in prior on these amendments, do you still look at those increases? If somebody comes next month and says, hey, I want an increase for my department, what do you do then?
I didn't create the issue.
Okay, but we have to deal with the issue. So just keep that in the back of your mind, how you're going to deal with it. Joe?
If we go that direction, would that include part-time positions that are being made full-time around the county?
Well, are they showing up as an increase?
Are we considering that showing up as an increase is my budget question to Amber.
I don't think so.
Well, isn't that a 2% increase? I mean, going from part-time to full-time.
Is it an increase, but is it a raise? Right? Because remember, a raise inherently, I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
You really do?
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Chairman, you know I'll always apologize if I've got out of turn. So, that said, I mean, a raise technically would be on you already have an existing job, and now you are now earning more money because of longevity or because of whatever additional pieces, as opposed to you're turning a part-time position into a full-time position. That's a complete change of...
If somebody works 20 hours a week and went to 40, I think you have to grant them the 40-hour pay scale.
So if they're, just because somebody put in for a part-time position to go to full-time, so we're going to hold the, for discussion and for information, but we're not going to hold up a part-time position being made full-time that we don't know a lot about, how is that not an issue?
Gentlemen, Hector, direct this, everything this way, please. Joe and Hector, please. All right, so we have one discussion. Lynn?
I had just seen this data, which it talks about... in one place where it talks about the number of jobs that are being added, the number of jobs that are going from part-time to full-time. I have questions about it. It would be great to be able to ask the questions about this. Again, sometimes we're not getting data timely. It's not because people aren't trying hard, but, it does raise a lot of questions. I think we should look at this in tandem with the salary increases.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold the Mayor Beth was first. Go on.
I get there's a lot going on, but I don't think we can change the process at this moment. We have amendments in front of us. Right, wrong, or indifferent, then you have to vote no if you want to vote no. And if you want to vote yes, vote yes. But if we want to change the process, because it sounds like it's more than just this one line item, like it's a lot, then we have to make a better time of it. And we keep improving on it. Mm-hmm. So I get sometimes maybe we don't get all what we want in the time we want, but I think we made a big leap this time. I've never seen this many amendments in my life, and I've been here 9 years. But I think we have to go back to what's in front of us. And if we want to change it for next year, maybe we need to start in October.
January.
Then that's what we have to do to make the process more clear, precise.
Mm-hmm. So I would, if we are going to hold anything off, I would like that to be considered an increase. And the other would be anyone that was raised hours and then lowered back down but left at that rate. We had that happen several times in last year's budget. I think that's a pay increase as well. I would like to know if that's happened this year. I know it happened last year. What is that going to be considered a pay increase? These are the kinds of things that we're just not seeing, and I think we need to start fund appropriating.
Ben and Tracy.
And I agree with you. There are, you know, we're trying to improve the process. We're trying to get better at this. There's a lot of data, a lot of things that are, you know, within the committees that are trying, the standing committees that are trying to happen. The only word of caution I would say is I don't believe holding off on making a decision on amendments that are increases is a bad thing, because otherwise we're making a decision to increase it out of context without any understanding or bearing on how it fits in within the nomenclature of the management hierarchy. And so I hear what you're saying, and I don't believe, I mean, we can just say, look, anybody who's had an amendment in or in the budget had an increase above 2%, those are holding off. We'll look at it, and we'll continue to look at it. Doesn't, you know, somebody can bring it to for contingency for throughout the year. Doesn't mean it gets approved. What gets approved now, and I think what we should focus on now from my process perspective, is what's already been submitted, both in the exec budget and through these amendment process, over 2%, and waiting for the data for us to be able to look at it in a way that is meaningful, because we're comparing it to other salaries. That's really what I'm proposing.
Let me just say something before Tracy says something. Lynn, you put a memo out to chair people of different committees, all committees. Mm-hmm. You told them to evaluate the committees before then. I would hope that the chair people of those committees went through this process when they were doing the budgets of those particular, you know, departments they oversee. So evidently, you know, Joe talking about, you know, maybe we are a little at fault as legislators because we didn't do, some of the chair people didn't do their homework. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, right now we have this budget before us from, I don't know, 6 weeks, whatever the case may be. I mean, here we are pretty close to the 11th hour talking about things that probably we should have addressed 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But this is where we are now. We can't go backwards and go forward. But I just wanted to say that. Tracy, and then Mark.
Well, I mean, I think there's some truth to that, and that's a follow-on to Joe's comment. But I'm sure that when we look at what you just said, because I'm sure that when we look at some of these new positions, I would expect that some of them, for example, may have to do with the Raise the Age legislation and the Restorative Justice Center. And we have yet, to my knowledge, in this legislature as a whole, to have had a comprehensive presentation about what that means programmatically, and that would connect with some of the positions. That's something we need to do. I don't know if it happened at the committee level, if it happened in criminal justice. To my knowledge, it didn't, but if it did, Mary Beth could let us know. But we have to be asking these questions earlier, certainly. But to Lynn's suggestion, the concept of not moving, which is in effect saying no to amendments that include increases, they're all, with exception of Joe's, coming out of contingency, which contingency stays. So we could address it. It's an artificial deadline right now, Wednesday. The deadline is for the exec's budget. What we would have to do to fully effectuate what you're suggesting is to take that list of the greater than 2% increases that are in the exec's budget and move the portion that's greater than 2% out of the individual lines into contingency until we have those conversations about those positions. That's, I think, what you're suggesting. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what's in front of us, in terms of the amendments, to vote them down or not to move on them, we can have the discussion next week. We could have the discussion in January. We could have the discussion in February. We could have the discussion whenever the discussion happens, or whenever we have the data. Yeah, and then it comes out of contingency, which is the same effect as right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, except that it doesn't start January 1. Some of which, I don't know if all these positions, I'm guessing all of these are currently filled. So, yeah, so that's the one difference, is that the raise wouldn't happen January 1.
Mark?
I just want to say one thing, and that's that before I, sorry, I had some stuff going on with my teeth, but before I took the position I'm in now, I worked with Amber to do a salary study. We did, sent out proposals. It was determined by the legislature not to move forward on that. That was 7-8 months ago, and then Bert is not asked to provide this information until last week, a week before this budget's due. So any claim that he's stalling
We're beyond that stage. We're beyond that stage. All right? Let's move forward.
The second thing is that, and I don't even know how many positions are affected by.
We don't know either.
We do.
Not many, but there are some that are being added because of Harold Herring. There are some that are being added because of Raise the Eight. So as far as anywhere that you're looking at not adding those positions, I would just.
That's a different discussion. That's the adding of positions versus the greater than 2% raises. Right. Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, well, and some of the things you're talking about with the reason for these positions directly goes to policy, which we're supposed to have, I think, a big hand in. So the fact that we don't know anything about these positions, I think if you asked, I'm not a chairman on any committees, so I don't know what was discussed in certain committees. I don't think much was. And if you ask some of these chairmen, I think what you find is they didn't even know. And that's my biggest problem, is that it seems there's a lot of additions. If it's under the exec's umbrella, these things are in the budget because they set the budget, and it's never being questioned. But then we come along, and, you know, Holly Conright wants a couple of $1,000 for two assistant DAs who are, in my opinion, grossly underpaid, and then we have a big debate over it. Where is the equal transparency to all parts of the budget is my question.
All right. And saying all that, we're going to have to make a decision. All right. At the end, we can put an amendment in to say basically what you said before, Lynn, about any increases. If you want to do that to everybody, we'll evaluate that. But, I mean, let's move through the amendment list. Let's go through it, yes or no. And then, you know, if you want to add that later on, we're able to do such. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So regarding the amendment we have before us, yes?
So it's kind of the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
let's take this one, then we'll take yours separate. Yours is different than yours is coming.
I was under the impression I was, because I changed it a little, I mean, maybe it should have been
one.
Maybe I should have sponsored and then amended. But since I changed it, maybe it went in as two amendments.
Yes, yeah, it's two.
Yeah, because I was originally just going to
Joe,
sponsor.
It doesn't matter if it's one or two.
We tell me to talk about one. I kind of want to talk about one.
We've got the first one to vote on, though.
Right. The first one is that increased the salary from Highland College.
Can we reverse
nobody
the order?
Nobody moved it.
Yes, you did. You
can we discuss. Can we just reverse the order?
Gentlemen, I don't think it's going to matter, and ladies, I don't think it's going to matter if we take Holly first, second, yours first or second. We got Holly before us. We had a discussion. Let's vote on this, up or down, and then we'll go to yours.
That's but if you voted up or down, mine's null and void either way.
No, it's not.
No. All amendments go to the floor.
No, but I.
Joe, believe me. Listen to me, Joe.
Yes.
You will have an opportunity on your amendment after we vote on this one.
I don't think Holly would want both to go to the floor. They're basically the same.
They're both
thing.
Not going to the floor. One might.
One's
might
asking
not.
For more.
Yeah.
All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Hold it. Which one are we talking
about? Holly's increase.
Number eight.
Just the increase for the two assistant district attorneys.
That's correct.
To 75.
All right. All in favor, say aye. All against.
You have to say it again. If we don't say aye.
All right. Didn't pass. All right. This resolution is the same thing, increasing it, but this money is coming out of not contingency, but from tourism money. Which
and it's increasing it more.
Increases it more, plus the fact that there were some questions that can we spend tourist money for other things other than tourist dollars. That was brought up. Joe? Hold on. Before you do that, someone move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, that was stated in the paper. It was never stated to me, but obviously it was stated to a reporter, so maybe whoever from the exec's team stated that to the paper.
No.
Do you want to talk about what you meant
by tourism? That came from an email from the controller's office to Vicky. I don't know how I got the paper.
About how you can't use...
You cannot use...
Bed tax money
other than for tourism.
So, I think everybody, I think Lynn, I know Tracy, and I think Laura understood what I was saying was, by increasing... It's budget neutral, is what we were saying. By increasing $24,000 of the bed tax, even if all 100% of tourism money has to go to tax money has to go to tourism, you then take increased tourism, 24, take from tourism, put into contingency. Take from contingency, it's the same number it would be. It's basically two amendments, but the point is it's budget neutral, and I'm making it budget neutral by adding to the bed tax.
I am just bringing up the points that came up. Yep. Let's vote on the resolution. We'll worry about the technicalities.
But you can make the technical amendment.
Right. So as I throw a couple other facts out there, one, Holly's come and asked for these things quite a bit, not gotten much of anything through the years. I would like to reiterate some things that Holly brought up. There's 23 probation officers right now that make more than
Joe, hold on. I don't want to rehash everything we have done in the past, okay? Because we've got a long night ahead of us. We heard all that information. You're either going to say yes or no to his increase.
Wait, why can't he can't make his claim right now or whatever?
We're going to go over and over again. Everything. We're going to hear everything over. We've been through the cycle.
Even
the pros and cons.
We heard everything over. It'll only be about 30 seconds.
I'm just saying I respectfully disagree. If someone wants to make a...
Okay, but...
Joe, finish.
Yeah.
Hector.
He should have to.
I thought you were going to be respectful.
I thought you were going to be respectful. Let Joe finish. He's less
Hector,
time for him to finish.
Hector, kindly address everything to me, please.
And finish.
Quickly, these are things Holly didn't talk about. I think in a lot of counties, I think this is a big conversation going on around the country, is that public defenders' offices compared to district attorney's offices are usually... the seesaw kind of swings the other way, where usually public defenders are getting the poor salary, getting treated more poorly when it comes to pay. Here in the county, I don't see that. That is something that was relayed to me, that there were colleagues of mine that were concerned that the public defender's office was not going to be treated as fairly as the county the DA's office. And there's a public defender slated for a $13,000 raise this year. The public defender himself makes $87,000. The assistant public defenders, the part-time public defenders, all make more than the part-time people in the county attorney's office, and so on. They're making $68,000 right now. The county attorney is, I believe, moving. Maybe Amber could help me with this. Moving a part-time paralegal to full-time. That's going to make more money than our assistant DAs that have been here over 10 years. This was beyond a reasonable request for two underpaid longtime county employees. There's more, but that's I'll leave it at that, and I don't think I'm asking for much. And on top of the bed tax, I think there was I think the Benjamin Center may have even chopped even lower than they even originally thought, because the OTB funds were included. I thought Mr. Golnick kind of agreed on that assessment, that there was room to play with inside the bed tax more than any other area in the budget that day, and he nodded in agreement. So I thought to go get that a couple of $1,000s for these two employees, I thought to keep it budget neutral, we went that route, and it's a safe route. It really seems to be a safe route, especially when you include the OTB numbers. And it far, the room that we're going to have there far exceeds. Maybe somebody else should go there as well for something else they want. But so I thought it was a reasonable request.
All right, let me just say one comment there. If we're going to go and cap everything at 2% on an increase, and we're going to do it at the end of it, I'm not saying we're doing it, but if we're going to do that, then I would suggest that we don't start handing out raises during this whole amendment period, because you're gonna convolute what we're actually going to do at the end. But that's just my opinion. So just keep that in mind. Lynn?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
No. Mark?
If I could just... I don't agree with the characterization that the public defenders get paid more than...
I'll time out. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the district attorney's increase right now.
But I
understand it relates, but we're not going back. We're not comparing this to this. Hi, Joe, you want to comment?
Isn't this the forum where we are having a discussion? I mean,
if we're going to be... Tracy, we're going to do anything above 2%. Okay? Let's address anything above 2%. If we're not going to do that, then let's go through every amendment and deal with each amendment individually.
We haven't voted on whether or not we're going to do that. If you want to take that out of order and do that.
Well, I would think that's what she's going to add. From my understanding, that's what you're going to do at the end
absolutely,
of the amendment.
Absolutely, but okay. We don't know if everyone's going to vote for it.
I would think everybody's logical enough too, but I could be wrong.
I think that's kind of a leap.
Well, these people would then be included within that.
Right.
Because it's not a set amendment before you write this second. So anything that passes gets amended to accommodate for what's happened prior to it.
Right. Then this group would go in with that. They wouldn't get the raise. They'd be in the...
Yeah. And one of these... Yep. Well, no, but I don't even think it has 2%.
But once you authorize an increase and something doesn't happen later on, they're entitled to that increase. If you pass a resolution such as this or the one before that, mm-hmm. and you have an increase in there and you want to hold them to 2%, and for whatever reason you're only capped at 2%, they can come back to you and say, hey, you know, you passed the amendment saying that I'm going to get beyond 2%. Now you got to fight with them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
I think what it may mean is, let's just, if I may, put out the amendment that basically says until we get the data and we can really look at it, anything over 2% that's already in the budget will be pulled out and or in the amendments, and that we will look at it within the context of the data we're going to receive, and we'll make the decisions once we have that.
Just one thought on that.
Sure.
What happens tomorrow? Everybody reaches the paper, they come in, their department says, I want an increase from, you know, employee A, B, C, and D in my department. The other one says A, B, C. How do we handle that?
What is already been put into the budget from the executive side and in this amendment process are the ones that we're going to address because they're over 2%.
Oh, okay, if so we're not going to address
more,
anybody else that has...
No, I don't think so at this juncture, no.
I'll just make it clear that we're not going to entertain other departments coming in tomorrow and say, I want an increase for some of my employees.
What's already been recommended.
All right, so everybody understand that. Okay, Tracy, you look puzzled.
Well, I look puzzled to even bring it up. Why? I don't even understand.
Because tomorrow, I'm the department head. I come in there, and I go to Amber and say, I think my employees need more than a 2% increase.
They've already argued it. They argued it to the executive, and the executive put in a budget that took some and didn't take
we're
others.
We're looking at other ones. Why
what other ones are we looking at?
The ones that deal with salary in these amendments.
You're talking about
beyond 2%.
Holly's and the clerk of the legislature. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
In the amendments, yes.
In the amendments,
right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we're not going to entertain...
But those departments could have come to us with the same
request.
Listen
to me. I just want to make it clear that we're not going to entertain any other department head that comes forth with an increase.
Put that in there just
I think to cover.
All right? Yes. I mean,
I agree.
You want to go through everybody's budget again?
No, I don't want to go through everybody's budget again. But I do have to say some of these issues, which you're saying we don't have the time now, but I missed the day when Holly was there. I listened to it on a tape, and I have been present for Holly's appeals numerous years in a row. And some of that probably could be addressed by a salary study and a look at, you know, we hear how they compare to the public defenders or how they compare to another department. Holly talks about within his department. I have a bunch of paper in front of me. Like, I can just look at the numbers, but when I look at the numbers, I don't know how long somebody's going to be there. Their longevity's in another line, so it's like...
That's the data we're looking for.
Yeah, so it's like...
A confidential secretary could work here for...
I don't know, and workloads, that's another thing. You know, when Holly talks about... the DA talks about workloads, I mean, if you were going to analyze it against the public defender, I'd want to see what the workloads are in the PD's office as well. I mean, it's a fairly complicated analysis. Yeah.
Okay.
But that should be, we should be doing
something. Thank you. I wanted to just take a second and kind of put this out there so we're all really clear about contingency. I mean, contingency is something that we budget for emergencies, you know, where we use more road salt than we had planned for, so we need a place to go take the money. So a lot of these amendments spend contingency. I give Legislator Maloney credit for looking about a verifiable revenue, right?
Make sure that's in the...
Legislator Joe Maloney. Give credit. However, I want to caution everybody about this table. When the county executive finalizes this budget, and we have that moment, he's going to be looking to have a certain level of contingency to make sure that we can operate. If you spend it all, for example, Legislator Archer has a proposal to move the town economic development fund to contingency, the answer might be that program goes away because we want to make sure we have a certain amount of contingency. So if you take all the money and repopulate it with other things, put these races in there, we may say, you know what? We're done. Like that. That's our contingency. We're not going to take any money out.
All right, Ken. All right, Ken. Let me just make a comment on that. We're done too. Let me just make a comment, please. No one's more conscious of contingency than the people sit around this table. Especially myself. My wife called me cheap for lack of any other words. But anyway, the point is, we're very aware of contingency. I mean, and we value contingency. We don't go out and spend money. But the reason why we put money in contingency is that it has to come back to the legislative body again for our approval. So that's my primary fault why I put money in contingency. So that I'm not saying you have a carte blanche or you can spend money. You have to come back to this body right here and say, hey, I am doing A, B, C, and D, and it's going to cost X amount of dollars.
No, I totally understand that. But, for example, with the town fund, we can't spend
money. We're not there yet.
But again, we may reach a level of contingency after you take in and repopulate and be like, we're not going to advance any additional funding out of contingency.
Okay. All right.
And that may be true, but let's not forget that we have unallocated funds that come in here that is not captured anywhere. And, you know, not to say that we would move it, but that it is out there. And so what the contingency fund does do, it creates a discipline. And what we're trying to do is say, as we appropriate, we want to be part of that process and ensure we have information and are making informed decisions. So, you know, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you. No, because I'm going to follow up on that and go and say, you know, I mean, there are a series of different amendments in here, some of which are moving dollars around. But we also know full well, and again, while we are not suggesting to go and change any of the revenue dollars, right? We are not suggesting that. Say that again. But we also know full well for several years, we have had unallocated fund balance where we have had extra money, quote unquote, come in. Now we recognize that changes year to year. But at least for our own fiscal analyst as well as our budget consultant have sort of highlighted that there's an order of magnitude to these things in which, you know, it's been several years straight in which we've had millions of dollars. That does not mean we go and spend millions of dollars. That's not even remotely what I am suggesting. But I think we also know full well that, for example, contingency was lowered from $1 million last year to $718,000, at least for my read. I could be wrong about that, but
can I just say
through the chair, I guess chair, Mr. Golnick wanted to go in.
Yeah.
Legislator Rodriguez, if you remember during the amendment process, you put a bunch of money into contingency to make it $1 million. The base is normally $700,000.
Okay, hold on. Time out, everybody. We have a very very sound budget, okay? We did very well last year coming in this year.
The office just reduced contingency by $25,000 in the exec budget. That's all we did.
Okay.
All right. Tracy didn't.
No, I'm all right.
Joe.
So since my budget amendment is budget neutral, perhaps this is the only one we should act upon.
No, you got a more than 2% increase.
It's inconsistent with what we're proposing.
All right, let's move it along.
I'm with you.
On this resolution. All in favor? All in favor of this resolution? All against? All right, next.
I'll be in favor.
Okay. All right. Additional staff for District Attorney's Office. Someone move it. Second.
Second.
Yep.
I was going to say I look forward to the full presentation on raise the age. You know, if in the future, once we have a full analysis, we can speak to something like this. This is to my mind premature.
I don't think this is all about raise the age. A lot of this, I think, has to do with appeals and just being over under man.
Yeah.
But he didn't present this the other day, did he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a paralegal doing the appeals.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
There was a conversation on whether
you
could go get the money from the state.
You can keep her on the wages responsibilities.
You can't. We tried to.
They wouldn't fund anything for the DA.
When we asked, it was a lawyer he was looking for, though, and not a paralegal. It probably would have been turned down with consensus, even if it was put in as a paralegal.
But he also talks about outsourcing, and he doesn't decrease the funding for the outsourcing with an additional staff. So it's, this is back to Lynn's comment to me.
All right, part of all in favor?
Discussion.
Against?
I'll be in favor.
Okay, Amendment 11. This is, he wants to reclassify. Right now in the budget there are items in there that are in underneath the purview of the county exec. Economic Division. I'm sorry. He created Economic Division. It's in there. There's three areas. One's arts. One's the UPAC. And the other one is the Ulster County Community Action Reclassification.
Which now Legislator Rodriguez is sponsoring, not Legislator Allison.
All right, well, doesn't matter who. All right. So right now in the budget we have monies from the county exec's office in that division.
So the first is just reclassifying.
The reclassifying
for arts and
Hudson. Yeah,
just moving that money
at the number of.
It's going in. It's going to be taken out of the created economic division area. It's going to go into out contract agencies.
And this is
you decide.
This is at the stand. This is at the amount of funding.
This is the same amount as last year. Right.
Motion by who?
I will make the motion.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay. Next.
To increase it.
Next. Next is 12, which is increase the funding for arts Mid-Hudson from 78.5 to 91,000, increase of $12,500. Someone move it. This is Legislative Donaldson's. Someone want to move it?
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Second.
Yep.
All right. Well.
No
action.
No.
Action.
I mean,
oh,
move.
What?
Sorry.
I mean, technically, Mr. Chair, thank you. I just wanted to speak on. Lester Donaldson can't be here. I know that this was unanimously supported in committee. I think you were both on committee on this one, so I don't know if you guys want to speak on this. I wasn't there.
We're
so
not
I can't
speak
on
it. I'm moving to have a second.
I can't technically actually speak about an amendment that has not been seconded. That's
I'll second it for the purpose of discussion.
So I don't know if legislators Waltman James. And Collins want to speak on that.
Go ahead. It's an attempt to bring things back to the level that they had been at. They have changed money around and they lost. But they have been proven to be very active groups that are increasing in importance every year.
Jim?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, this was something back about a year ago through the Economic Development Committee and some hard work by both Joe Scott and some other people. The UPAC was classified and obtained in the historic theater.
We're
still on the arts.
I'm sorry.
They increased to arts.
My mistake. I thought we were talking UPAC.
We got one more.
My mistake. Withdraw my comments.
All right. Anyone else?
All right.
Let's vote. All right. I want to move. From planning into other performing arts.
No, it's to increase the funding.
This would be an increase over the 75.
Over what they were at last year.
Okay. At 75. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? All right. Next, this is amendment.
Pass?
No, it did not pass.
It failed?
Yeah. Amendment 13, this is a reclassification of UPAC, which is the same thing we discussed before regarding the economic division. going back into contract agency.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Well, Tracy?
So, I support the reclassification, but I have concerns about the request.
Well, we're not doing that yet. We're doing 13 right now.
14.
Yeah.
13 is just
I'm not talking about the increase. I'm talking about the request itself. I mean, so I need clarification. If I support the reclassification,
That's all you're doing, reclassifying how it's being compensated right now.
Which has been changed since the last time it was presented to the committee. Now it's going into contingency.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's going into contingency, not into
the other performing arts.
If I may, I did speak to Legislator Donaldson, and it was just the way in which the request was presented. It really shouldn't, the money should not go towards that. It should be programmatic. We've had the conversation. So we support the UPAC, but it should go into contingency until they can come back with, here's the program we're looking to fund.
Yeah, I don't know that we can fund heating and electric.
We are not funding the program right at this moment. We're funding how it's being compensated out of contingency.
But what 13. Was previously proposed is that we were funding UPAC and other performing arts. But so I just want to be clear. Right now we're moving in.
That's the next amendment.
The next amendment
is increasing.
But it's increasing, but it's how you're funding it. Right. What parts you're funding. You know, from what the heating and everything else that you're including.
No.
Yes.
It's just to increase the amount for heat and electric.
Right. Number 14.
Right, not that's there. Not what this I'm talking about.
She's saying,
I'm saying we need to be. I am not confident or comfortable that we can fund the heating and electric of a not-for-profit organization.
All right, so we'll put in.
So I'm saying I will support moving it into contingency and then having a later discussion about contracting for a program, a defined program that's possibly allowed. I am not comfortable supporting a heating and electric grant. I don't know that we can legally
put an amendment in there saying that you would support the funding provided
moving
that meets all the legal.
I think that's what the amendment
all legalities that we're going to have.
That's what's before us now.
But what I'm looking at doesn't say that. It says other.
No, but if you
there's
go in,
one that I had to because it was done at like 4:45.
Sorry, I have it here.
So it was the first page. It just
approval
wasn't
of sending it from the
it's over here.
Yeah,
from
county
going legislative programs, it goes into contingency till we can.
So there will still be a vote at some point.
Yeah, one time you're going to have to vote on it.
Whether it goes any further.
Exactly.
That's what I said before. When it goes in contingency, we still have the power to vote on this stuff. Yes.
Right.
Yes, I didn't see that because I have what's
sorry. Yeah, I have the newer.
Laura,
my concern with these is that you're moving it out of a department that has a staff into a contingency where we hope the legislators take some action on it, and money just doesn't sit in there for a year.
It will not sit.
Dave already is on it. I had a conversation with him. He couldn't be here, so he asked if
it's
I could put
sit.
That.
I can assure you, it's not going to.
The legislature,
because it wouldn't be the first time.
No. All right. All in favor of Amendment 13.
Aye.
Anybody against?
I am a no.
You're a no?
I'm in favor of funding the arts. I just don't like the funds being moved into a non-departmental.
They never were funded through a department
and
before.
And I'm concerned about who's going to be managing it. So now the legislature is taking over operations and they'll have to take some action.
We always have done it through this way.
This is the first year that the
executive has proposed putting it into a department, taking it out of the legislature.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
But then this is... All right.
Amendment 14, a UPAC increase. From a $6,000 increase to up to $24,750. Move second. Discussion.
Hit the play button. As everybody knows, last year.
Now go for it.
The theater gained basically historic status to the state of New York, and it was in dire need of extensive renovation, which was done. They now do operate 12 months a year. They have more revenues coming. They have, you know, it's created a full 12-month cultural destination.
Experience, yes.
Yes, where before it was only part of the year. So, and it is beautiful if anyone has been there recently.
right. Any other questions?
And I support the increase.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Me.
You're against?
Yeah. Why? Well, I mean, because you can't. What's before us, what Jim has just articulated, is just. It's a grant. He's suggesting a grant. Well, but that's what you're saying. You're saying now they're open for 12 months, and what I have in front of me says heating and electric. And so until there's a discussion, until there's a programmatic discussion,
When you do these outside agencies, you have a contractual obligation with them, and in that contract states what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
But that's not what's in front of us right now.
Well,
but
that's
they can't get the money.
The increase is going to contingency as well.
Right. All right, next one is the reclassification of Ulster County Community Action.
Move.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All say aye. Anybody against?
Aye.
You're against?
No, I didn't say what I mean.
All right. Next is...
One no.
One no. 16.
No?
Mary Beth. An increase
you're against me, yeah?
From $22,000 to $6,750. Anyone? Move, please.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Mm-hmm. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against?
I'm against.
How many against?
This is number...
Number 16. Number 16. 60.
Yeah.
Increase of $6,750. It was 22, now it goes 28,750.
Who's a yes, by the way? Can you just to recap, who's a yes?
A yes.
This is number 16. This is
number 16.
Just put your hands up. Just to see. Joe.
You got three.
Got both Maloney's? All right.
You got three.
Craig, no.
Okay. Now you got it?
Yep.
All right.
Did that pass? Did that fail?
It failed.
Okay.
It failed.
All right. Amendment 17, funding Ulster County Cornell Cooperative Extension.
I think this is being withdrawn.
Well, dude, we got an email today. At least I got an email today. Yeah. I think everybody has a copy that they're not requesting the additional monies. Okay. So it's back to $350,000.
Number 18.
All in favor, say
well,
it.
It's withdrawn.
It's
withdrawn.
Yeah, withdrawn.
All right. Number 18, Legislator Green's external contractor for Office of Environment. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against?
What's the vote on that?
6-2.
Amendment 19, Legislator Waltman, Energy and Communication Services.
No. Second.
This is the $75,000 that we pay for, or the city pays us for, the 9/11 dispatcher. I'm not sure it's 9/11, but I think it is. 9/11. We're going to prorate it over the next 3 years.
So moved.
Moved second.
We already moved second.
Yeah, we did.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Amendment 20, Legislator Archer's Creative Economic Development Division Reclassification. This is basically what we did already regarding the three items prior to this, correct?
But there's a balance.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll move it.
Move. Second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
21, this is the Town Economic Development Match Reclassification. Legislator Archer is asking to put this money in contingency and work with the county executive office knowing what the plan might be.
No.
Yeah.
Second.
Discussion? If
I
not.
My own amendment?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I figured I'd better check.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. Legislator Archer, this is regarding the clerk, financial junior analyst.
No.
Second it?
Well, this is for two, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have a discussion? Okay. All right, let's have a discussion then.
I was wondering if you would just go for one position right now.
I hear, and believe me, before I put this in, I thought long and hard about it, but I also know what the challenge has been just over the last several months and the workload, and I mean...
I think adding two to the department, it just gives us a much more robust reporting capability. For example, I'll just use this. You know, we got a budget proposal from our budget person that we should look at sales tax. Now, you know, it's a third rail, everybody knows. But if you look at year over year, there, you know, we've been off, you know, several million dollars year over year over year. And I think that these are one of those things that we need to start managing throughout the year and not just wait for budget. We're kind of slamming up against these deadlines because we don't have data. And if we had data and we've had a team that, because we're all part-time, that's sitting there working, putting that data before us, helping the committees understand what the departments are doing, where they're at against budget, what resolutions are coming, you know, how they fit, if they're capital projects or not. I mean, we're dependent on everybody else to do the analysis for us. And as you can see, sometimes we can get it, sometimes we can't. And I think it's incumbent upon us, if we're making appropriation decisions, we need to ensure that we have the resources available to us to get the reporting to us so that we're making timely decisions with all the facts. And I mean, just based on what I've seen over the last 6 months in working through this budget piece, I think, you know, three, we can keep very busy.
And I agree, but I just would like to start out with the one and then do some sort of evaluation, whether you want to do a quarter one, quarter two. Get some. First of all, you got to get somebody in. You got to get somebody hired. To have two people, I think, is a little crazy. I mean, I hire people all the time, and I think it's a lot to do a two-person thing. So get the qualified person in, get them up and running. Let's see where it's all managed, and let's see. Maybe we only need a part-timer after that. I don't know. I don't work here on this floor all day long, so I can't answer that. But I think at first, I think to hit the ground running, I think one would be a good thing, and then do some sort of evaluation.
Yep.
I'm all for at least two. I think we need a communications person. I think there's other things that the legislative body needs. We're paid part-timers, but we end up putting in a lot more than that, and we still come up short because we just don't have the staff. I think a lot of times what ends up happening is starting with one sounds great, but it's going to be 10 years before we have this conversation about a budget analyst again, and everyone at this table would, for the most part, I think, agree that if we go for one, next year they're going to go, you had one, let's figure out how that's going. That's still not. We need at least two. I don't think we're asking for a lot, and once again, we're going to put a lot more of the discussion into our own skeleton crew and putting it into a real, put up the numbers that it's really going to take for us to do our job, then we're going to look into all these other jobs being created around the county, and it's scary. It's scary when we as legislators can't even grant ourselves appropriate staffing. But I am for two. I would like to ask Legislator Archer the question that we are still not decided about the specifics of appointment, union, non-union. That is still up in the air. We are approving the two staffs at a basic pay at this point. The specifics will come later on that. Okay.
You can't approve a pay, like, it would have to be a slot, and it would have to be correlating to a union contract if it was union.
So yeah, we're locked into appointments, but we're not locked into who makes the appointment yet.
Well, as of now, we are. Our policy says
it's policy. Yeah, no,
that's another discussion.
Your management position is clerk of legislature appoints.
What's that?
The management position is clerk of legislature appoints.
That's charter?
No,
that's what you decided here.
That was the change in our legislation that happened at the end of last year, which I don't agree with, but that's where it is currently. We can revisit that.
All right. Listen, I basically probably have worked closer with Amber than anybody else over the year anyway. And definitely we need people. We need assistance. Amber has done a great job, a tremendous job. And personally, I think I have to agree with Mary Beth regarding bringing two people in at one time. It's going to be very chaotic. And I spoke long and hard to Vicki, and unfortunately she's not here because today was the funeral of her grandmother. But she basically told me that, Rich, let me start with one, because that's all I'm going to be able to deal with at this point until we get our feet on the ground, and then we can expand from that point. And I have great confidence in Victoria as, you know, department head and, you know, an overseer. So I would suggest strongly that we do one ASAP come January, as soon as January. Maybe fund, keep some money in there for funding for the second half of the year or something along those lines, so that you know, we have the option to go through that. But doing two at one time would be very, very chaotic, in my opinion. Tracy?
I don't understand the suggestion of chaos with additional help. That seems...
Because whose job description is going to do this? Who's going to do this? God bless you. You don't have the resources to devote to, you know, A over here or B over here.
I don't even understand what that means. That just makes no sense to me at all.
Well, there's two people. Somebody has... She's going to have to direct that person, whoever it might be. This is going to be your function. This is how I like to for you to do it, or let's suggest how we're going to do this.
I want to say that I actually think that maybe I have more confidence in Victoria than you do, because I have full confidence that Victoria could handle two additional people, that Amber could handle two people under her, that it just means more resources and more more eyes, more ears, more work getting accomplished. I don't think it's like two people are going to come to the office and it's going to be total chaos. Everyone's like, wow, there's two new people. It seems crazy to me that we're even suggesting
we've approved multiple staff to so many departments.
I don't understand the chaos aspect. And they're not going to start on January 1. It's going to take some time.
There's not even two desks up there. That's
a bigger issue.
Hold on. We'll address
that. I mean, there's a lot
going on here. The thing is, we are saying we're going to have two people. All I'm saying, don't do it all at one time. Because there again, she's going to be the person that's going to be dealing with these people to direct them how she wants this all organized.
They don't have to be hired at the exact minute.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on, Hector. There was somebody else who had their hand up. Lynn?
I don't think that it's a problem, but I think to stagger it and then put, okay, you have to do it, you have to hire this one this time and this, I think staggered hired is a smart thing to do. To tie the hands and say, well, you can't hire the second one till after the mid-year, I think you're putting at a disadvantage. A, we're talking professionals. We're talking about people with a professional understanding of finance who's coming to the table and helping to, yeah, there's things they have to learn, and there's things that both Vicky and Amber are going to have to convey. But as a professional, you know, you hire the right person. It's not going to take you a learning curve, and you're divvying up the work. And, you know, I don't mind the staggered, but to start out with one and say that's all we're going to approve this year, I think we're putting us at an extreme disadvantage.
I mean, if you want to go with, you know, a three-month period to hire the second one, fine. But the thing is, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but let's hear your opinion on hiring two at one time.
Oh, no.
I don't blame you. Don't get involved. Let us find out.
But how do you know it doesn't need to be a part-timer?
I don't.
If you get superstars as the full-timer.
I don't know. But, I mean, when you do, you know, county financing, municipal finance, it's different than corporate.
It is.
And there again, it's different on how she works versus another accountant. Maybe she has her own style, what she wants to do. So she's going to try to educate that person and do it the way she wants done, because she's going to be leading that off, in my opinion. So that's what I'm saying, that, you know, she only has so much time in the course of a day to deal with this one or that one. And I think let's get the first one up and running, then go to the second one. Hector?
Thank you. And I know Legislator Nolan wants to speak.
I do, too. I see your hand up.
But no, I just want to make sure you see her. What's that?
For 4 years, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. Well, unfortunately, I'm more annoying. So, it's true. So, as I am texting the clerk at the moment, she says that she is fine with two. And
her grandmother died. Could you?
We were alone. Come on.
Well, considering you're over here using this, where no one can go and talk to her, because yeah, of course you're
because
right.
Because she called me up and told me this.
Okay, I got that, but now I understand that, but now you're ending up using it. Unfortunately, for good or for ill, you're now using this and saying, "Well, Vicky's opposed to this." Where I'm saying that's not exactly what's being said here. So. Anyway,
I'm just saying we're supposed to be budget savvy, and we don't know that it's going to take two more full timers.
Yeah, in light of the earlier discussion about having all the data in front of us before we make beyond 2% raises, and with the suggestion, which I think is right, that maybe there are other needs in the clerk's office, I think the suggestion of one rather than two makes a lot of sense, and that we work out. I think there's a lot of a potential redundancy of work between the executive's office and the legislature. I think we need to reduce that redundancy of work. I think there are ways to have a lot better communication and share, and that could be part of what we evaluate by hiring one and seeing then what it is we need in order to really get all the information we need at the times that we want it. And I'd like to see that go stepwise rather than be this much all at once. And I think that if we're going to have information brought in from people that aren't here, it probably should be their written words to the whole thing.
All right, I'll take my statement back from Victoria, even though it did happen, because when I went to the wake yesterday, that's exactly what she told me. Yes. But anyway.
But it generates this other kind of, I don't know what question was posed by the other legislator.
She did call me, and I spoke to her yesterday, Joe. Okay, well. But it's immaterial regarding that. You have to make a decision what you feel is most competent regarding that office, okay, as a legislator. Doesn't matter what this woman says. Listen to their opinions and make your own evaluation. Joe.
I would just like to point out that earlier in the committee meeting, I prophesized that we would be arguing more about our own additions to our legislative staff than we did all these other additions to other departments. I was told, oh, I hope not, but here we are.
Well, I
and
said
I,
no to all the other additions. At least Mary Beth,
Mary Beth, Mary Beth, please
you didn't
go
say no
me.
To any of these additions.
Gentlemen and ladies,
that's
come
the additions
to me.
I was talking
come
about.
Come to me, please.
And I just wish that some of this same due diligence would be brought forth when we have multiple salary increases and positions being created in other departments. But it's just not. They're rubber stamped, and then we give ourselves nothing.
Lynn?
I think that I am okay staggering. I think approved two. I leave it to Amber and to Victoria based on the needs that we are having. I'm speaking from having worked since, when did we start this project? Back in April. And the kinds of things that we're only now starting to see surface as there's starting to be dialogue about the kind of information we need to make informed decisions. We're the appropriating body. We need to understand what is happening. And while I agree that we do, get a lot from the executive side, we still have a responsibility as a check and balance to ensure that we're looking at the data and that we're understanding what's in it, what's behind it, what is it about. And I know the struggles that Amber has had to try and meet the needs of everybody that comes to her. And there's 23 of us. Now, some are more active than others, but, you know, to cut it short and say, oh, I'm only happy with one, and I get it. I'm prudent. I understand what you're saying. But I think it's important that we give them the ability to have that extra, and that as things start to formulate, that there's an understanding of there is it out. And if it has to change, then it has to change. But I think we let it stand with maybe just a understanding that we defer the second hire, and let's focus on getting one in.
So why don't you make a
so you're approving two.
Whatever you want to do, make it in the form of a motion, please. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Make it in the form of a motion, what you want to do.
Okay, so amend the amendment from, hiring the first one immediately and assessing as we go through the process the second one, whether it's second quarter, third quarter, what have you, but we'll work with Amber and Victoria to determine the needs as we're looking at...
Let's say quarter one. Let's have a discussion after quarter one.
Okay, after quarter one. Thank you.
Would that be just salary going?
Wait, hold on. Just remember, Amber... It's going to might not be around in May for a period of time, so let's keep that in back of our minds when we do all that.
Quarter one.
Could it just be that the hires have to be at least 3 months apart? So you hire the first, and then you can't hire the next one until at least 3 months from the hiring of the first?
Well, let's fund the position, both positions, if we possibly could. And then you have excess money if you didn't hire them right away. You can hire them when they see fit.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right?
I expect that there's going to be
I'll
a conversation. I'll
second that amendment of the amendment.
All right. Any discussion on that, Miller?
Yeah, I would actually like to see an amendment just to fund the one position. And then if you think that we need two people, then that means you feel Amber's been doing the job of three folks. I don't know. I think one person, if they were focused just on doing the auditing, would be plenty.
We have so much work, Laura.
Laura, what we have to do, we have to fund it with money in the budget. If we don't put money in the budget, you can have all the great ideas you want, you're not going to have that position.
Though. I mean, all right.
Yeah, I support it, I think is what the way you were suggesting, which is essentially funding the both positions with the understanding that we're probably not going to, there's going to be a stagger hire, so the second one won't get hired, and that money will stay in contingency because it won't be utilized.
Right.
Until,
right. Yeah. Right.
So I don't even think it needs
to be brought back.
Just back to the appointment, so this will not be...
The way it is right now, it's up to the clerk.
And do we think that's a good idea to have so many appointments?
Well, that's Tracy, not. That's
you,
not.
You don't
no,
think
I
so?
Voted against that, and I think that we should revisit that.
And we will be able to revisit that still?
That only changed last year.
It was done by resolution.
It was done by resolution.
Yeah, you change it by resolution.
I mean, I think so. I believe that it actually politicizes that office more than taking it out of that office.
Well, that's what concerns me about appointments in general. To take anybody's name out of it anywhere, I'm a little worried about how many positions this county's created.
We're going to need
appointment of Amber. I don't think that was a political position.
It doesn't. That's not.
The point. But I mean that is not.
Amber was appointed prior to that change. Amber
by Chairman
Rock.
Yeah, but I mean I don't see that being a
right. We're talking about the change. Right. We're talking about the change to moving it from the chairman or chairperson to the clerk of the legislature, which happened by resolution only just about a year ago now, this time last year. I opposed it then, I oppose it now. I think we should revisit
it. The clerk who is responsible for that area out there is going to put the best quality person that he or she knows in that position so that they can move forward. Yes,
it's just dangerous. Hold on.
We're not talking about that now. Let's talk about the funding.
But that's not this issue.
All right.
I'm committed to revisit.
All in favor of the amendment that Lynn just amended the amendment from?
What is the amendment? Aren't we saying we're still that funding the two positions?
We're funding two positions, but they might not be, the second position might
that's
be
not,
higher.
What is funded for the full year. They're funded, we're both funded for the full year, but we're probably not.
We're not going to hire. We're staggering.
But Tracy, everybody knows that. They're not going to have to see two people come January 1st.
There's no amendment to the amendment. It's a discussion that we've had.
It's just the amendment to the description.
Yeah, it's amendment.
All right, so all in favor, please.
It's basically providing guidance.
All in favor, say aye.
I don't know.
Anybody against? Nobody's against? Okay, next. Legislator Hefner. Is the clerk pay raises for the clerk and for the analyst and also for what's the title there, the other position?
Senior
legislator. Right. This goes back to beyond 2%. All right, so put it in. You got to put this in, move it first or no?
Second.
Discussion?
I think we've already talked about this. This is the same issue.
Same issue.
So we're going to go in
step down next case.
but we're going to have a discussion
we're doing.
All right, so this is going to be addressed as a later amendment,
right.
Okay?
Yeah. But we have
all
to
right.
Vote.
Next, vacancies.
We have to vote and fail it.
All right, all in favor? All in favor? Aye. All for or against? All right, you got it?
Unanimous. Everyone's against?
Everybody's against, yes, because you're going to address it later on.
When?
Right, right, so we're done here. Amendment number 30. Number 30.
It's not a...
Okay. We're right. Dealing with the same way we dealt with Hallie.
We are going to do this. All right, well, don't worry, we'll get to it. Legislator Rodriguez, restorative justice. Someone move it, please.
No.
I'm sorry. Vacancies.
Number 24, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Vacancies. Move. Someone move it?
I moved it.
I'm sorry. Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hold on. Let the committee talk first.
I have to make an amendment.
Well, he needs to
make an amendment.
What's the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Amber, you've got the proposed change, correct? You have copies? Want to make sure everybody's got a copy?
And I printed as many copies as I could slip in. There's just doesn't have it because of the timing.
Okay, no, yeah. But everyone else actually has
all
it.
All the committee
fine.
Members have
so
it.
I'm going to. Yeah. I apologize. So, per the request of the administration, it is to restore the two DSS positions, which were mentioned in Ways and Means. It is to fund for the full year the second position over at the Restorative Justice Center, right? There are two positions over there that are the Youth and Family Engagement Coordinators.
Yes.
And then the last one is to add a senior caseworker for foster care unit. And Mr. Purnell, through the chair to Mr. Purnell, you may want to kind of more maybe fully explain that just to the committee because that is a new position, correct?
The new position, it's one that we had tried to get into the budget last minute to do some communication issues. We didn't make it in, and when we met with Legislator Rodriguez to review the two other positions he was analyzing, we discussed the need for the position. He agreed to sponsor it. Essentially, you're all aware of the struggles that we have in our services unit at the Department of Social Services. If you recall, you had added four caseworker aides mid-year for us last year. Most of the people, a large portion of the people in that unit are new hires, and that we need to create another supervisory position to make that foster care unit function properly. It's a health and safety matter with regard to working with children.
We also
funded it internally, and it's highly reimbursed, almost 70% from federal and state sources. It's funded the balance internally.
So just to make sure it's clear, you know, I met with the executive before this meeting. This was presented to me, I think, on Thursday of last week. I tried to do the best I could to be able to kind of, you know, ascertain what it is that we're talking about here. I'm willing to go along with this insofar as the two DSS positions we had said that if you needed those positions that we would put those back in. That's what we had said at the last Ways and Means meeting. This would obviously still delete or still take the CEO2 position over at DPW, sorry, Mark, to go and fund the senior caseworker for foster care. And by moving the second restorative justice coordinator position starting in January as opposed to starting in July, this is part of an understanding between myself and the executive with regards to the second amendment that you will see, which is on the Restorative Justice Center, that we've at least been discussing about where there are ways that we need to be working together to try to make that a success. And so, meaning, you know, I'm willing to go and try to help at least get that second position going because we are then sort of going to be working from day one on how we're going to be making the Restorative Justice, you know, Center more fully doing restorative justice, more fully.
Joe?
I was going to ask about state federal funding, and you answered that. This casework is definitely union. The first one's a union position.
Everyone of
they're all on.
When I get supervisor, it's not a manager.
Yep, I didn't. Well, I phone a few.
Yeah,
so can I just clarify, because I need glasses and I haven't gotten that doctor. So number 24, what are the $2 amounts? You're saying there's two vacancies.
Well, there are three vacancies in total. The original amendment, if you see what's actually in the original page,
okay.
There are three positions,
okay,
right?
And
they are,
two?
Well, two of them are in DSS,
okay.
Right? So we're just restoring those. You could almost, like, just take them off the page, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That means that would leave you with what you're going to read here, where it says maintenance of roads and bridges.
Okay.
Right? That's the CEO2 position.
Okay.
Right? We are taking that to go and fund the third and fourth positions, which has basically been brought up by Mr. Purnell, which is this, and then the other position over at Restorative Justice, which already exists within the budget, but it was meant for a July hire, and the administration is asking for it to be a January hire. So that way both...
You do have a six-month difference.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you end up basically talking about almost like 1.5 positions, if you want to think of it that way,
okay.
That get funded out of the CEO2.
What might be confusing is that last year, when we had done the exhaustive list of long-term vacancies that we hadn't filled,
right.
We had put a couple of positions in contingency.
Right.
A couple of those positions we funded as part of the executive budget. And so Legislator Rodriguez asked us to justify why we were funding those two. We provided him with a justification and he advanced the decided not to remove them from his resolution.
Okay.
All right. Well, we need this to be broken down into two amendments.
Why?
Because She just whispered in my ear that I need to have two amendments there. It doesn't.
If you would like it to be 24 and 24A or bump them all down. And
all right, well, the revenues on the bottom of that page. Listen to me, please. The revenues on the bottom of the page there, Social Service Administration. That's going to be amendment number one, or is going to be amendment number...
That's on this, 24.
That's the one that's in here.
36353 and 37423, numbers-wise?
Yes.
Okay.
These two right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. The revenue is going to be separate?
A 24.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So that'll be a 24A.
That'll be 24A.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody understand that?
Okay. So are we moving that?
Move that one, yes.
I'll move it.
So I'll move it. Oh, sorry.
Second.
So did we vote on the vacancies?
No, this is what we're doing instead.
Right here.
You're going to move to the next one?
All right, let's go to vacancies. The vacancies right, are going to be... Let's take that back, Tracy. Right. Tracy, take that back.
Take it back.
You're going to be vacancies, the senior caseworker, and the assistant justice coordinator.
All right. So let's vote on
where you guys are. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, no, I know what the
vacancies
are.
Right here. I know I'm right. It's okay. No,
you're good. There's a zero here and a zero here.
Good God.
All right, to make them those two, to fund those two positions.
But... We could just do nothing, and they're funded in the budget. Hector was asking to change, to move into contingency if we don't do anything. And it's just what's in the budget.
Well, just the CEO,
CEO
two.
CEO two.
So you're taking the CEO two out of the budget.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go.
So let's
go. I'll move that. Let's just take
the CEO 2
out of the budget, move it into contingency.
Taking the CEO 2 out of the budget and moving to contingency. Tracy, make it happen.
And I seconded it.
Second. All right?
All right, so let's vote.
Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, the second, 24B.
A.
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 You got
24 and then
24. All right, so this is 24A then.
24A was finding new
that's the
senior caseworker. And then it also
new
then it just from accelerate funding so we can fill the assistant.
So I moved 24A.
All right, second. Tracy, second.
I'll second it. Yeah.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And now the revenues, you want as a separate one, or that's
no, no, that was
24A.
All right, next. Restore to Jerry.
All right, so here's
I'll move it first. Hold on, move it. 25.
I'll move it second.
Move it second. Right. Go on.
No, I mean, I think I covered it, which is basically we're looking at enhancing the programming there and having spoke with the executive. I think we're on the same page. So.
All right. So. Any questions?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, next, Tracy analyzing the jail nutrition.
Can I move it for discussion?
You can move it second. Discussion.
So I'm gonna withdraw this resolution. I had a conversation with the executive who agreed with it in theory and says that he could do the analysis in house. And since we also have an audit budget and an audit committee, if after that analysis we need additional analysis, we can fund it. I can make the articulation from that budget if need be. So I just wanted to let everyone know that's.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did that, Tracy, mm-hmm. because that was bothering me quite a bit. So I had to call the warden up at the jail regarding
what was bothering you, where I funded it from.
No,
there was some concerns. First of all, the guy was very good up there. He was a really nice guy. He gave me a ton of information, mm-hmm. probably too much for me. But anyway, there's standards that definitely have to be meet, minimum standards done by the state that they must meet. We went out for a contract. There was three bidders that came in. They provided different ways. But on that, there's recommended daily calories, proteins, calcium, iron, many other things, vitamin D and so forth and so on. And you get as many calories depending on...
You're speaking to the merit of the nutritional value at the jail, which I think is actually outside of your expertise in this space. Well, and I've seen all that information already, and despite seeing all that information, we need to do this study. And the executive agrees and is willing to do the study in-house.
You're having
a different discussion.
But you were saying that they didn't get any fresh fruit, which is not the case. They do get fresh fruits twice a week. I mean, I actually have a sample of their menu for 1 month. I mean, it looked... I would go up there and take my wife there to eat. You know, that's how good it looked.
And
you
should then. And you said you're going to need to go for a full week because
she
I'm going to tell you, I have spoken to people who have told me the difference, and I'm going to look at that.
I will give you this. The gentleman is a great guy.
Well, he may be a great guy, but I do not believe they're getting fresh fruit every week, and that's why we need to have a study. They do not get apples.
We have a good recommendation.
We should go and have a meal. We should go there.
We can do that, but it would have to be unannounced, and one meal does not a whole picture make, which is why we need to have a study.
All right, so you're pulling that? You're pulling that, Tracy?
I am pulling that.
Okay, let's go. Next, Laura, don't be bully funding.
Yes, they definitely do. I know that.
Someone move it, please, for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second?
27.
Second?
Who's second?
Just for clarification, I think it's the Don't Be a Monster anti-bullying program.
Yes.
Right.
So do we have funding for that already?
We'll get back to the funding money.
There was money put aside for a bullying campaign last year out of contingency for $10,000. It was not spent.
Okay.
This campaign has been going on for several years. There was a county executive's initiative in 2016. He was paid $4,000.
Yes, I remember that.
There's nothing in 2017 or 18 that was paid to him. He continues to do it. He did 10 schools in 2017. Eight of them were in Ulster County. And he did 11 schools in 2018, eight of them were in Ulster County. It's almost impacted 8,000 students.
Lynn.
And that was out of pocket.
You know, I don't have a problem with this. If, in fact, the logo gets removed and that it really is Don't Be a Monster with the You Matter health line on it, I feel like it may. It was a point Joe brought up in the amendment meeting, which really it is, I mean, he's done an amazing job. This is not to take away from anything that he's done, but the fact that this very, very prominent logo and well known mm-hmm. for a for-profit company on something that we would fund, that would be my only request. If we're funding this or it's a program, I don't know what we're funding, so.
All right, Tracy, then Lauren and Joe.
Yeah, I mean, Joe alerted us to that, and I felt like the back and forth of the conversation was uncomfortable for me. I think that we, the legislature, may have failed. I know we began in doing our due diligence on best practices for bullying prevention, so I don't feel comfortable providing the money to any specific program until we've done our due diligence to find out what the best practice is and what the best programming is.
And Chairman, I think that's perfect for the new person coming in because I've asked, and I think Tracy agreed with me when we were talking about it, we were going to get a list of everything. I don't know if we said quarterly or semi-annually. We were going to get a list of what's been paid out so we can track what was going on. Listen, I didn't follow up either, so I'm just as much to blame, but let's give that to the new person.
We didn't hire anybody yet.
We might have two.
Because he was paying for it out of pocket. Mm-hmm. He put his logo on there. He said he would be happy to have a county logo on there if the county is paying for the program. And as far as the due diligence, I do have some minutes that were from the May 8, 2017 legislative programs, which is where it had been discussed initially. And, there was a good program. It was not based locally. It was from out of state. I think it was around $10,000 per school. There was a pilot program using this particular company out in Saugerties, and it wasn't received well, mm-hmm. and so they didn't do it again. But, and that may also be a program for legislative programs and for restorative justice. However, this one is a bit different, and I very much in favor of putting programs forward that should be funded. And, I think he's been tried and true. He's already impacted well over 10,000 students in the 3 years he's been doing it, with only getting 4,000 from the county.
Joe?
I'd just like to say that with all due respect, that if you're going to say that, I've been for the plastic bag ban, so
let's say I wasn't a legislator and I was just a private business owner, and I wanted to go around to schools and do a presentation on reusable bags, and I wanted to provide reusable bags there, and I threw my logo on the bag, but I said, no, don't worry, the $10,000 that I'm getting for gas and travel and whatever else is not going towards the bags. I'm putting my own money into the bags. It does, that argument does not work. This is something where I'm an absolutist. When it comes to taxpayer funds, it's either separate or it's not. This bleeds into the economic development conversations that Tracy and I agree on quite a bit. It's the same thing. We can't be giving money just saying, well, that part of that tax dollar is not going towards. It's silly, it's little, but it's a big deal in the scheme of things. It's Pandora's box. You open it up, and good things don't happen with our tax dollars. So that is not a good enough explanation. As much as I like the program, I think it's a good way to get kids' attention. I bet it has been a positive learning tool for a lot of Ulster County students. But if that's his answer, hey, I paid for it myself, don't worry about it, I'm a no.
Hector?
Well, Kathy had her hand up first, and I'll go after Kathy.
No, you had your hand. I timed it. You were 6:42. She was 6:43.
All right, Kathy, you need to get your arm all the way up like me, where it's like this, because then that.
Come on, let's go. Come on, I'm gonna be done by six.
So I mean, here's really my question at this point. I mean, can we go and find out? I don't know whether he's still handing out those wristbands or not. I don't know if we can basically kind of go and say to him, what's that?
Because he's not getting funded by the county.
No, I know that. I'm saying, so I'm saying, but going forward, I guess, can we go, and I'm just asking this at this point. Mr. Cornell, can you wait, please? We have a process here, man. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be
aggressive. I asked him a question, I'm sorry.
Okay, but it's a whole thing where, you know, Laura, through the chair to Laura, you know, I mean, I'm right now, I support this. I'm willing to support, you know, what you're trying to do here. I also hear what's being discussed here. Can we go and sort of have that conversation with him about making sure that any of the materials he's using, at least the ones that are sort of, how should we say this? We're giving him $10,000, but that may not be, or rather we're contracting a service for $10,000. He may still be doing more schools anyway, right, on top of that.
Outside of Ulster County.
So, outside of Ulster County, maybe he can sort of use the stock that he may already have for programs that are outside of Ulster County, so that way he's not having to buy two, you know, or throw all those out and then have to buy new ones or something like that. There may be a way to sort of work around that. But is that something that you feel comfortable with actually just sort of talking to him about?
It is, because he already had texted me with that. He said he'd be happy to get them with the county logo on them as long as the county was paying for it.
Okay.
So there are two answers to that. One is, I think we might ask him to do that, to do a batch for us. There is, this program is done with haunted houses across the nation, and so having a haunted house logo is seen by the program as being a benefit, and it's, you know, it's a very minimal amount. So that's a second answer. And there's actually a third answer, which is that I looked at their website, and they have a provision that if any school does not want to have the bracelets, there were schools that were concerned that maybe the suicide hotline number was not appropriate for their students, that you simply don't have to use the wristbands. But I certainly appreciate his flexibility in being willing to do runs that would have a county logo on there. I think that could be good for everybody and would be a good solution. However, I would prefer that this type of funding go through our procurement processes, you know, especially at the level of 10,000, just like the amendment that I withdrew. And I think we, as we look at all our processes, we should stop doing it this way. I think there are better ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick question. The haunted house comes off, and the county goes on, or both of them are on there together?
Well, we'd have to approve it.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. I think county low. I mean,
first of all, I think you have to. Right. I think Kathy has a good point. Who is going to be the focal point to have conversations with them? Is it going to be the county exec's office? Who?
Laura.
No, you can't have one legislator. You have to have a committee or somebody the conversation. So it's disgusting.
Is this through legislative programs?
It's through the legislature. And then you guys would be presented with the contract, and you can amend and negotiate or whatever with the contract.
Mm-hmm. And so do we have to go for 10,000? Can we do 5,000?
You can do whatever you want.
Work it from there?
make a motion to do five. That's what you'd prefer.
I would make a motion to do five, and let's figure this out.
Can I ask a question?
Go on.
Do we know what it cost? I mean, what is that $10,000 getting? What is it? What does an assembly cost? Because when you go online, it says the assembly's free. So, what
it goes to corporate, and he did.
I mean, it says request an assembly.
An actor, that guy's an actor that comes. I don't know.
The assemblies are free because each of the haunted houses does fundraising. I think there's 28 to 30 haunted houses across the nation, the several states that do this. And the haunted houses do fundraising to cover their part of what they contribute. So I assume that this is part of the fundraising that he's trying to do to cover what haunted house is putting in.
But I'm saying it would be good to know what that even is.
Yeah,
I mean, to not know whether that's getting one assembly or 15 assemblies.
Well, we know how many assemblies. That data is on the website, and Laura just reported it.
No, she didn't report what those assemblies cost to do.
Oh,
so we don't know what the $10,000 actually.
They send Frank, the monster who is not a monster,
to each
of those assemblies.
I know what they do. You're missing my question. What is the $10,000? What do you get for $10,000 or $5,000 or $4,000? Do you get 10 assemblies? Do you get one assembly? Do you get 20 assemblies? Do you get 15 assemblies? I have no idea. I feel uncomfortable because I feel like, while it's a good thing, I feel like it's inextricably linked with his private business. Whether that thing is on or not, it makes me uncomfortable.
All right. Laura's going to add. I'm going to make an amendment here.
Yeah, I'd be willing to put the amendment out for $5,000. I mean, he did manage in 2016 with the county executive's initiative to do the program. So.
And with the provision that there's a contractual.
And that should probably come through Ways and Means.
So that we would know what they're going to do for the $5,000.
I'll second that. Up to $5,000.
Up to $5,000.
Because we don't know the cost.
Right.
Is it you're allowed to put the stipulation in there that no handouts at any of these schools are allowed to have private?
Well, you're going to prove the contract.
You would do that in the contract itself.
Yep.
All right. Any
but
other questions?
But it's good to have it on the record, though. If you're going to.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next.
I'm a no.
A no. Medical supplies funding, Laura. This is $30,000 for Regal. Regarding the fix up their building for dispersing medical facility supplies.
The purpose of this, and I probably misstated it.
Come on, first, someone move it, please.
Second.
Second.
Was for a program. This building is part of an employment program where they have kids either school age going from school to work. The program would then open up this building so it's accessible. Right now, you can go there between the hours of 9 and 3, Monday through Friday, go into the main office, and then they bring you out to the building. If they're able to bring in RCAL and their participants in their program, they can then staff the building from 9 to 3, so you could go directly inside. The building is owned by RCAL, so it's not something that we're putting seed money into and then it would, you know, fail right after. He will be here at 6 o'clock, too, to speak to Health and Human Services if anyone wants to stay a little bit later. But, I mean, it's a great program. They charge anywhere from $5 to $40 for a durable good. Most of them are bathroom based, and that is not covered under Medicare at all. And if you show economic disadvantage, then they won't charge anything.
All right. The only question I would have: the legality of the funding,
it would have to be a program.
Well, it has to be a program. Plus, it has to be some kind of RFP or some kind of way that why are we funding Regal or RCAL regarding some other place. We need a contract. We need some kind of, I would think, some kind of legality, because it's over the threshold of $20,000 in order to go to spend $30,000. Huh? That's my personal thing. Spend over $20,000, you need some kind of RFP to go out.
It's 40 for an RFP.
Well, okay, the other
for a quote.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, and that's where, I know, but he just misstated that. That's why I needed to go and correct it. Sorry.
We knew what he meant.
Yeah. All right, Tracy?
Well,
Hector was up before me. He
no, your hand was up five. Surprise, 56.
Hector did have his hand up.
If you're in a committee, he's not.
All right, so, sorry, Hector. So, I applaud this, and I personally, I told Laura, you know, when my father-in-law died, we brought all the medical equipment there. I did not know about it in the lead-up to that, and I think this organization, along with others, would do well to expand their reach and get the information out that they even exist. What I'm curious about is what we, the county, are, if anything, are currently doing or funding on this front. What else exists in the county? I think that, you know, there was a brief discussion about trying to have an analysis done through the Health and Human Services Committee of the legislature to really look into. And I said to Laura, I support however much funding we potentially need for this. I'm just not necessarily comfortable with doing it right now because I'm going to stay and listen to Arkell's presentation. And because it's coming out of contingency, whether we do it now or later, from mm-hmm. my perspective, it's fine. I just would like to, I'd like to know what we're currently doing, what we're currently advancing, what we're currently doing with Arkell, because I don't know
didn't
any of those answers.
Didn't we fund them? It's a great organization. I don't even know if I can vote on this because I sit on the board of directors there. But yeah, if anybody wants to learn more about it, Anthony Mignone. He's mm-hmm. He's going to do a short presentation on the committee. That's coming up next. But they provide a wealth of services that I wasn't aware of. And, I think that they're really a godsend for people with disabilities mm-hmm. in the county, and they're not well publicized.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's in part why people don't know a lot about Arkell. But I think it's a really noble cause, and they do really well with the funding that they do get. So anything in addition, I think, would be.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, I'm going to echo what my colleague, Mr. Lopez, has said. I mean, insofar as that, you know, I think we should be looking at finding ways to go and support this organization, and I think it may be more a matter of just ascertaining how we go and help them. And so through the chair to Legislator Petit, I mean, are you talking about funding a specific program or that they already sort of currently do that or that they're planning on expanding and that would be more eligible? Maybe I'm giving you a chance to take a second bite at that apple to kind of further explain now that we've just had Mr. Lopez, you know, just sort of further discuss this. So if you can, through the chair to Lord Legislative which program are you talking specifically about funding?
It is specifically their employment program, but it is Arkell.
Okay, so their employment program is within the county or is without?
It covers Ulster County.
The money that she was asking for to maintain the building that they have, the roof, make it so that the
employment program. That's what
she said. Employment program.
The other day that was the
big. It says to make accessible low cost.
Understand, but you're maintaining the building in order to put that stuff inside the building.
Yeah.
Never
I just think it's a little premature. I know nothing about it. If they're giving a presentation in his committee, Chairman Lopez's committee, then why don't they get the information tonight, see what more they can make of it, mm-hmm. present it, a short presentation to the legislature, and then just bring back a more formalized...
Like Tracy said before, this money's come out of contingency, so there's no urgency.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So let's be educated.
But I'd also like to know what else the county does with that. I mean, I'd like to have a full
right,
a full picture.
And the whole thing comes with it. Right?
But I agree with what I'm hearing both from Laura and from Craig. You know, it's again, my experience with them was amazing. But I want to know what we're
doing. Hold on, one conversation, please.
I would like to know the full picture of what we're doing and a full proposal of the specifics of what we do.
I just want to be known that I have dealt with Arkell before regarding, you know, things that I do and my other hat. I also provide a lot of the medical stuff down in the Marlboro area regarding people that need services such as wheelchairs, commodes, and all that. Well, not that kind of stuff, but some other stuff like that. But just to everybody well aware that I have dealt with Mark Allen in different ways before. Yes, Reverend.
Does the county have a bullying program of its own?
A bullying program? Gentlemen, no. Well, I don't think we have our own, do
we? No, we have programming.
Programming, not your own program.
We have programming out of both the Department of Mental Health and Bills News.
What I'm asking is, when we talk about funding a nonprofit, if we don't have a program of our own set in place, then you're hiring somebody to run a program for you, right? So what they do after we hire them, we want them to run a program for us, period. So why is it a problem?
Because the money that we're going to give them, they're going to run that full program, I wouldn't think. Mm-hmm. If they do 20 schools they go to, that $5,000 is not going to cover 20 schools.
They do a couple of schools a year. They don't do...
They don't go to everyone.
No. But I mean, the thing is if I don't have a program of my own, someone has one that's functional and doing what it needs to do, then what I'm going out there for is to hire somebody to make sure that my kids or my people get this service. If we haven't developed one of our own where we can put our own name on it, then I'm hiring a company that'll do it. I'm sponsoring a company to go do it. So paying them shouldn't be a fight.
Well, there again,
maybe I'm understanding this backwards.
No, you're correct, but the thing is, we're not asking them to do this whole program throughout all Ulster County. We're asking them to do part of it, be part of what they do. At least that's how I understand it. Part of what they do, because it would be much greater than the $5,000 that we're offering them to do this.
So I think both for that program and for RCAL, it would be very helpful to see the total program budget. I believe Ulster County already has contracts with RCAL. In fact, I think we have one on our table tonight. Okay. And to put the request for additional funding in the context of that full budget is helpful in both cases.
All right, let's come back to the resolution at hand, which is the medical supplies with RCAL.
Oh, I think she amended her amendment, right?
No, she didn't.
I offered an amendment for it to be for the $30,000 to go into an RCAL program, specifically their employment program, to benefit the accessibility to free or low cost durable medical goods.
So you're making that as an amendment to your amendment, right?
A second, please.
Second.
Hector, I'll take care of it, though. All right? Thank you.
Where
the only question I would have regarding that is that I would like to see exactly what they're going to do as part of this program. I mean, we have money and contingency to do this. They come in with a contract. We approve the contract. We can move forward. Other than that, I mean, we're just giving them a wide open thing to move forward.
So can we move it into contingency?
It's going to come out. It's no place right now.
Do you want to go out for an RFP?
It'll have to come out of contingency once there's something more concrete.
Would I have to go out for some kind of bidding process?
An RFQ.
RFQ. All right. All right. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
Right. You're going to withdraw, right, based on that? It'll be going out for, you're going to ask for an RFQ to go out regarding that.
We don't even know what the amount's going to be. We don't even know what we're doing.
You're going to
She's going to bring him back after they do the presentation.
It'll go through Health and Human Services. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just withdraw, please, Connelly.
I would like to withdraw the resolution to fund the durable medical.
29.
Thank you.
Ulster County SPCA funding, please.
I'll move it. Second.
Discussion? How much is it for?
$8,500.
Any other discussion?
Can we lower it?
No, we should raise it. We should double it.
So if you made a compelling case, and I think any amount of money we give, it's going to get you. It's going to get you.
The cat house. What are you talking about?
Getting a lot more.
You're the cat.
All right, come on, let's move.
Would like to live.
He said that. All right, come on, let's go.
All right.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. Lynn, let's make an amendment regarding what you would like to do regarding the salaries.
Okay, I'd like to. I thought I did. I don't know.
No, let's make it official.
You never voted.
This is 30. This is 30.
So 30. So help me with the words. I would like to hold off any increases over the 2%, including the ones before us for amendments and the ones in the budget that are over 2% until we have the data to determine the equity of the proposed
which would require, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that would require, that proposal would require taking the percentage over 2% and moving it out of the individual lines into contingency.
Correct. Right. So moving it out of the budget.
Yes. Amendments, and in management.
In the management category.
So nothing before you would be included in that because nothing passed.
But we're going to consider
they did
those.
Not pass because.
But if you had any raises over 2%, it goes into contingency.
Right.
But Amber's saying that what Amber's concerned about is that the fact that none of what was before us today passed, so those won't be moved into contingency. Right. But Amber, my understanding is that what's proposed for those raises is in contingency currently. I mean, we're proposing those raises out of
contingency.
So it's 6 1/2 dozen of the others. Except for Legislator Maloney's.
So it won't be treated the same.
I am saying the increases, let me try it again, the increases before us, I see, because yours, you put yours, you drew your money.
So include his with it. So
to include the 11. Amendment Joe made.
Go on, sorry.
How many people are going to... Anybody else want to try?
Number nine.
What? No, I mean, it's a core of a core of right?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
All right. But quick question. Did we ever identify exactly what we mean by increase? I mean, are those other things I brought up going to be in there? Are we just approving the county attorney's paralegal right now? Are these other things, are other increases included or just the ones we wanted?
So you're talking about the increases from part-time to full-time? I'm sorry?
He's talking about part-time to full-time and new
positions. I'm asking for the definition of what an increase is before we vote on this.
Any increase over 2%.
Raise, but that's a raise, not an increase.
Any sell.
What's the difference between a raise and an increase?
That's what I said before, but then I was told there is a difference.
Hourly raise.
Yes, Chairman, that's what Hector said. There may be folks who work part time or full time, but they have 2% in their hourly rate. They may have moved hours, but they only have 2% in their hourly rate.
But they went for 40 hours.
So there's two positions under the management that are flagged that are going from, I think, 50 hours to 70 hours. Or 60 hours to 70 hours. So are those people included?
Yes.
Game winner.
Mm-hmm. Hector?
Thank you. So just to clarify, my head. But just to clarify, Mr. Chair, are we talking about raises or are we talking about increase? That's
we've been saying increase the whole time, and I'm pointing out that you guys are basically talking about raises until.
Do you mean an increase or do you mean raises?
Say because they're different things. A change in regular pay greater than 2%.
Thank you.
That
yet.
We should
words.
Right. Pardon me. No, well, I
want to make sure it's accurate. That's all.
January 1st.
From the adopted 2018 budget
Thank
to
you.
The proposed
so that
2019
budget. So that should include someone that went through an hours increase, brought back down, and where their salary is going to be after that if they're left at the hours.
We just
increase.
Need to look at it.
I just want to know that they're all included.
How many people are talking about that are in the budget that aren't the ones before us?
I think it's going to be 12, but it might be more. I have to revisit now that we've
defined.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion?
More, I think.
But that's any other discussion? These that have been defeated.
We just said
we
are those
are
just
those
like
that's
my number though my quote of 12
right and the ones and the ones that were before us for amendment they were defeated because we're not giving increases until we do the review.
Well, she said those, 12 other ones other than
yes,
ones that were
I know before. That I've right. seen them.
All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we got a few more. Don't leave. All right, resolutions 474. 475, 476, 477, can we take them as a bundle, and 478.
Move bundle.
Your ratification of tax rolls, unpaid water sewer taxes, approving execution of warrants, and authorized commissioner finance to make transfer of funds and budgetary amendments.
Move
I'd just like to take 478 out, not that I...
All right, the 474 to 477.
Move.
As a bundle, second. A second, please. We do this annually each year.
What's the first one?
First one, the ratification of tax rolls.
You have to...
Yeah, 474, I'm out on that.
Yeah, one second. We have a couple.
Yeah, but you could...
Come on, let's go.
This is to bundle.
This is to bundle.
Second.
Okay. Second. Any discussion? If not, on the amendment of 474 to 477, which in one is sent, what is he doing? Abstaining from voting, right?
Yeah.
Jim Malone.
One extension.
Right. All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. Do you have a motion and second for that?
Yeah. Not for approval.
All right, for
move
approval.
For approval.
Move
second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 478, authorizing Commissioner of Finance to make transfers of funds and budgetary amendments. Move.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Yes.
I'd just like to say I get where this is. You have to do this, basically. But I will say that if we're going to, so correct me if I'm wrong, but this is where we go through and not when you budget, you can't budget down to the penny. So there's going to be, you're going to miss low, you're going to have a little extra, and you're basically evening thing. I'm speaking in generalized terms.
Yeah, what happens for the most part, last year I did 75 of these.
Yeah.
70 were within the department's purview, where they could do it now. They're not here on weekends when I'm here trying to close the book.
Sure.
The other five that I had to do were more benefit related. So what I did was grabbed it from one benefit line in a department the way it's allocated to another. I do capture that in a report.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I know Amber's asked me last year, there's a way to run that report separately because they're all dated 12/31/18.
Yeah, I just want to point out that we do have to be careful. If we're gonna you know, look the other way on certain budget guesses, and we're going to have a lot of money left over, that this can become dangerous when it with regards to true transparency and budget efficiency, and you could end up having something budgeted for the IT department. I was told by a department head, we had a lot of extra money, some upgrades didn't happen, covered overtime. That's what I was told. So when we
start... Is that a true statement?
Would that fall into this?
I couldn't do that. It could personnel line.
Here's the problem. When it comes to payroll, the payroll is processed, and I need to fund that payroll. Could there have been a vacancy where they needed overtime? That's always it. But I...
Yeah, no, no,
that,
and I'm not going to...
No, no, no.
Yeah,
I don't know that situation.
I'm not even going after you on this.
I'm just
trying to understand it. This is good. I didn't even understand that. So, 70-odd changes. And...
Sir, what I tried to do first, find the money within the department.
Okay.
And I'll go through five lines just to get fund one in the department.
And you do this in one fell swoop?
No.
Oh, okay. Throughout the year.
From December
right now,
5th,
yes.
Till
he's
May 1st,
next year.
Okay, and do we get a breakdown how much money is moved?
I mean, Amber can run a report, but I have that detailed too. I mean, they're all dated 12/31/2000, whatever the year is.
So it's easy to find.
Yep.
Got it.
That was my only point. This is a big, that 478 is a big deal. I didn't like the idea of it being bundled, and I just wanted to throw something out there. There's a reason why we try to be down. I know we don't want to leave ourselves under, but there's a reason to be accurate because there's a lot of money being moved around at the end of the year, and a lot of things can be kind of overlooked if we're over budgeting.
And don't forget, we have an auditor that comes in order to
and looks at it. Right.
So
yeah,
we'll say in terms of volume, the biggest thing is benefits. In terms of the amount of money I'm moving.
Benefits? Because they were underestimated?
No, because it's where it's allocated. Because it's all in allocations in the department.
All right, everybody in favor of 478?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Jim? Mary Beth?
Yes.
Yes.
If we could run the report though too, so
another
just to take a look at last year's. Yeah.
All right. 479.
We should take one.
Come on, let's go. 479. Adopting Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2019, and make appropriations for the conduit of county business. Move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. 480. This is adopting Ulster County capital program for 2019 through 2024, Does everybody have a copy of this?
It's in the packet.
The packet that we have, there was some recommendations on this one right here. Everybody should have a copy. All right, and the capital program, there was six add-ons to create a capital program amendment log as an addendum so that the amendments can be easily tracked. That's one. Number two, provide a comparison of recommended funding by fiscal year against actual expenditures by project and totals as means to measure the effectiveness of the implementation. Three, identify capital outlays by major categories of the program that were funded. Stack bar graphs.
Where are what? I'm.
The letter from the planning board.
Yeah,
it's right here. This page.
Chris Lovell. It's all in the letter.
Comment.
Yeah.
The comment.
At the end.
Well, go turn again.
Yeah, I'm like comment.
Go back that way.
Why that way?
All right. What do you got here?
I don't. Oh, here.
Right
comment.
There. Right here.
All right.
The other one. Your resolution?
My amendment.
We already dealt with the awareness.
Yeah, but you could. You said that.
Well, it's going to be voted down, I would imagine.
You can put it back in for a vote.
Well, okay, I'll put it back in. Let me provide. Okay.
If I can have a minute at some point to.
All right. The next one would provide a better direction comparison between the proposed program and the previous programs. And the last one, consider a capital budget to normalize debt in a single year. All right.
Yeah, so we're here for the first time. So, yeah.
All right.
So no, I read it. I thought if they were good.
Well, I think they're very good recommendations.
I do. Too. And Chris is very good.
Yeah. All right. Questions?
Well, I just want to say, you know, I looked through the capital budget and as, you know, the capital program. And as always, you know, when we're adopting the capital program, we're adopting it in its totality. I can say just on the face of it here, there are certain elements of this program that I disagree with that when they come before us, I want to have discussions about and I won't be supporting. And then there are other elements of the program that I totally agree with and I think we should be pointing out. I mean, you know, I don't know where all these discussions have been happening, but the matter of fact is this capital program includes cameras for all our police officers. I think that's a wonderful program. I'm happy to see it in there. But like I said, there are other programs like spending $3 million at creating an addition to the county jail to relocate a department that I'm going to have a lot to say about.
I would imagine it goes through the jail committee that they but have I'm just conversations.
I'm saying,
I would hope so anyway.
I'm pointing it out because what happens when these projects come before us.
Hey, please.
When these projects come before us in their specificity, invariably, when I raise questions or concerns or when other legislators have raised questions or concerns, it is pointed out that you already approved this as part of the capital program. So I'm supporting the capital program as a whole. I'm saying right now that I do not support everything in it. But do we want to get into the weeds and go point by point and point by point? We've never done that
but
before.
But the thing is, what's in that capital program has to come before us.
I'm acknowledging
body.
That.
Okay, but so just, you have a right at that time to say yes or no.
I'm forecasting that. So that when that time comes and I say I disagree with this, no one says to me, but you already approved it as part of the capital program.
No, because we don't.
No.
So I'm just saying.
We always have to come to you to create the project.
I know.
And then you don't know exactly what the final project should be compared to what's in that.
I know.
Okay.
But there are, I have issues with some of those things.
That is the attitude that you're met with when you question things sometimes. This is one example of what you're saying is you're going to be met with.
That is, I've already.
Hey,
she's already on record.
Deal.
I'm just putting myself on record because some of
I'm just saying, I get what you're saying.
It is. I can pull. Not you.
No,
I didn't even have a motion. It wasn't you.
A couple of them, I'm sure.
To amend it.
All right. We need a motion to amend the capital project with these five different items that we.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
But I think they're all very good.
What do you mean to amend the capital
To amend the capital program book to include the suggestions of the planning board.
From the planning board.
I would think the more, I mean, I'm fine to do that, although I think it sounds very strange. I think the more appropriate thing would be for us to create policy that says this.
But in the meantime, you got the book, which is implemented with the book, and you want to put policy on top of it, you can do that at a later date.
But we should, if I'm fine voting yes to put this in the book, but I think we all have to acknowledge that putting this in the book has absolutely zero effect on anything. It's just two pages. We have to create policy that reflects these recommendations if we want to affect change.
We can do
putting
that,
two pages
but
in the
right
book.
Now we were going to say we want that to be added to our capital projects.
Book,
manual, whatever.
Really, all we're voting on right now is
that letter.
They want part of their
never even seen it yet. Yeah. So.
All right. Well,
but you're just making those recommendations, those changes, or just putting
the letter,
comments?
Right?
They're just asking for the letter.
Okay.
Just meaning.
All right. So what Tracy is pointing out is that we're not doing anything, and what you guys are pointing out is we don't even know what you're putting, and you're just putting something onto a letter, so it is kind of odd what we're doing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it's meaningless.
Well, I read it, and I agree with
exactly.
the recommendation,
the
but it's well, already voting on something I read.
Yeah.
So.
But it's on record already. You know what I mean? Like, we have a record.
No,
of
and you when you no, vote on something, you get to feel something's happening, and it's not.
We are not voting to implement these things by asking to put two pages of typed comment into a book.
No, the amendment
Kurt
was
is saying
to
it's not
going to
go into the book.
Changes
it's
going to
go into a letter.
I mean, because I'm looking at this the first thing that's
all right, hold on. What we're doing here is adding these on to our capital program.
Okay,
you want to go further and have
in
a policy
way?
To go, a written policy to create a capital program amendment log as the addendum so that the amendments can be easily tracked. You want to go further into that statement, then let's do a policy beyond that.
But Amber just said that by putting these in the book, that's what we're doing. I respectfully
disagree.
And Bert
said it's not
going to
go in the book.
No, because I will say, even like the first thing to create a capital program amendment log, like this program is like your start is like
it's
your starting point. I mean, yeah, I mean it's your starting point.
Right. So
during the year and prior, you're amending this program with resolutions.
So
the
what if we vote yes, what happens right here? That those highlighted things get put into a letter? Or if
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going to
I just want I think the only way that we if we agree, which I just you know, I just saw this so I need to read it, but let's just say that we all agree that we should do these six bullet points. The only way to do these six bullet points
is
to create a policy through resolution, not to, through a movement in Ways and Means, put two pages into a book.
Possibly.
You know what I mean? Putting two pages in
or
a book is
But we are approving the capital project budget or book manual tonight. What we're saying is to include into that manual these six recommendations,
and we will
do that much further if we wanted to proceed.
I think you
policy.
Are going to have to clarify what to include in that manual means because I don't understand what that means.
Well, add these six items
as
along
recommendations
with to the manual.
You
the manual in front.
What do you mean? Add these six items?
Is it just the changes? Or no, just the comments. To add these comments as recommendations.
As recommendations that this is what's recommended we do throughout the year.
I do not even understand
guess.
That.
I don't.
Yes, Mark.
I would just suggest something like this be done at the Public Works Committee with input of Public Works. I understand.
Can, but we are doing the 2019-24 manual. We want that to be known that we would like these recommendations to be included into that.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
No.
That's what we're doing.
Okay,
yes.
So I absolutely need clarification of what you believe we're doing when you say we want these recommendations included. Are you saying we just want these words, which could say anything, included in this book, or that by including these words in this book, you believe that these changes are going to happen?
We need a policy now that once we implement this, when we do a project, we have to show the log of what we're doing, the cost of what we're doing.
We need a policy, but just...
Policy, right. A policy.
But making
a so we're recommended to do this. Now we need a policy to move it forward.
So what is putting it in the book do?
To state everybody just our intentions of what we want to be done.
Going forward.
Yes.
Is that how it will be written? Because we voted on it like something was happening.
Yeah, nothing's happening. That's what I'm saying.
You do a policy.
Right, nothing's happening.
You do a policy that expands what you're actually asking them to do.
This is my first year. Is that typical of the capital project book?
that you have a recommendations
page? The
book's
already published.
We did not have a recommendation for the planning department prior to this. I'm aware.
Making recommendations.
Right.
Listen, Amber and I made recommendations, which they adopted and included. So it is further clarifying and valuing what's in the book. And all we're saying is we've got a note from the County Planning Committee. They've made some recommendations.
And if we want to go further and do policy, let's implement a policy and give it to them when they do projects. It's that simple. We do a capital project.
Do we have to approve their recommendations, though?
No, it's a recommendation.
Okay, so it's just a heads up. There's
right.
some good ideas
so we're saying
here.
That like a good
There's
idea.
Some good ideas.
You
want to
go further
and
do a policy of some kind. Period. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against?
Can I also make the recommendation that this did this also go to buildings and grounds?
I have not received.
Amber,
I mean,
it went to the entire legislative body via NETI last week.
Yeah, NETI sent out last Thursday the email.
I'm sure it's gone
to
Dennis.
I mean, specifically to that.
It probably went to Dennis,
Dennis.
But it's Chris. Chris is the chair.
I mean,
it's not our fault.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Yes. We need a vote on this. We didn't take a vote on this.
We did.
We did. Unanimous. All right. On resolution awareness, which is funded by.
I want a copy.
You can have. We're funding $12,005 regarding coming out of mental health.
Right.
$10,000.
So you voted on the amendment submitted by Legislator Waro. I had an amendment that was slightly different. I withdrew it. But we're just now receiving in public health a presentation by a group that does very similar work that applied for $125,000 grant and barely missed it in terms of the scoring. So if we could have, I guess you have to. Have to have a motion and a second, really, to hear the.
I'll make a motion for the purpose of discussion.
Of what?
So hear what her. To hear her.
We heard her amendment. We know what her amendment is.
But we can't talk about it. Yeah, we can't talk about it.
I was talking about it without.
Yeah, we can't. We have to move it again because it's already
right.
passed.
Okay. So you move it second.
You can second it.
I'll second it. Let's go.
Thank you. So what I would like is to bring that amendment back to you and have you vote on it. And Legislator Waro agreed that what would give us some time between today and Wednesday, one of us will withdraw one of them. But we'd like to hear the rest of this presentation. If there are other providers who could do the service, then we would like to have the opportunity to have an amendment that would give us a process that doesn't target this to one group tonight.
All right.
Any other?
They're saying that instead of the lady that came in and gave us a presentation, that's what we're going to fund what we're doing right now. If there's another group that is capable and has a better product, they might go with that group versus the group that spoke the other
or,
day.
Or actually, my amendment would require an RFP permit.
RFQ.
RFQ.
Yes, well, RFP.
Q.
Hector.
I mean, and that's the point is that basically, in essence, I understand what you're saying, but it's just so that the group needs to understand to a certain degree, your amendments are almost apples and oranges in some ways because hers is specific to a specific group. Yours is just way more general, but it also moves it out of the legislative side and into, I guess, the contracted mental health services.
Right.
I don't know, whatever.
So not
that's under
contingency
so,
anymore?
So meaning, if you guys are deciding, if I may, if you guys are sort of deciding as to you like group A and B, then you're probably better off with then sticking with the first one, because then if you still like A, then the amendment's already done. If you now like B, then you can amend this amendment to then do both or to board it or to move it around or whatever
but
you guys are sort of coming to.
But what if we want to do this group instead?
Then you can still use Waro's, because if you want to swap out one group for the other, then you're going to go and basically change. No, I'm saying on the floor, you're not going to make that amendment.
You could do that on the floor, like he's mentioning that.
Yeah.
If Mary's willing to pull her resolution, then that would be pulled and be voted on, and then you could add your. In to implement that.
You would just amend Waro's, what you would do. You wouldn't pull it. You would just amend Waro's. That's what you would do.
Well, you would decline hers and move forward.
No, you don't
also,
do that.
Whatever the case may be, one way or the other.
Also, Kathy, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that what's going to move forward out of Ways and Means is just it's the approved package by Ways and Means.
Yeah.
Nothing stops you from bringing it up on Wednesday if there's an if there's a different or an additional or anything happens between now and Wednesday. Anyone can bring up anything on the floor for consideration, including things that failed today. You withdrew, but things that failed today, someone could come in and bring it up to the full body.
Okay. It seemed to me that it would be better for this group to look at my amendment and pass it, and then for one of us to withdraw if you folks have more experience with this process than I do. So I was trying to make sure that I, as the sponsor of one of them, also get to think it through and look at those pros and cons between now and the vote. If you don't want to vote it forward to the floor, then I still will have those options, but I don't see that it hurts anybody to vote it through.
So. Joe first. There's something.
But to vote for yours, we have to kill Mary's and that kind
no.
of thing.
No.
No. That's what that, I was under the impression they were competitive, but one of the comments of the chair during the meeting was that both that amendments that are contradictory can go to the floor, and then the vote would determine them on the evening of the meeting.
Well, don't we go through in a full package?
Excuse me,
thank you. What?
Unless you bump them, yeah, you go through a full package. Oh. Amendment 1 through 30, yes. Hector?
Well, you know, that's true if both amendments exist. So meaning, by Lipster Nolan withdrawing...
Ken.
Do you just really want to share with the group, or...?
Come on, let's go, Hector. It's getting late.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, but this is a side conversation.
Come on.
But, you know, it becomes a matter in which they are apples and oranges. So I'm not saying that you have to choose between one and the other, and in fact, if you vote for both or against one or whatever, they still both go to the floor no matter what. I'm just saying that if it is a binary decision where you're thinking, oh, we may go with this one group, awareness, or we may go with this other group, unnamed, I don't know who they are, you would just then go to amend Waros on the floor to the other group if that's what you guys are deciding. That's the process that you would go through.
But we won't have an RFQ process between now and Wednesday.
Correct.
But one's for 12-5 and one's for 10. So, meaning the point you got to change the number on top of that, right?
And one's so for moving it to mental health and one's for moving so you're doing, it in legislative.
So they are apples and oranges, one trying to go inside.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's the pleasure of this committee right here? That vote on the...
Leave it be.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So, because I feel like we've done it different in different years. On Wednesday, are we going through the full amendment packet, including the ones that failed?
No.
We are recommending to the full legislative packet what we approved today.
And so we go through point by point on what passed.
Right.
And if someone wants to bring up any of the things that failed, that's after
that.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's make a decision on Kathy's. You want to include it? What do you want to do with it? You want her to come back if she wants to insert it or put it in on Wednesday night? What do you want to do? What's the majority of the board want to do, or committee?
I have to say I'm a little confused, and I would prefer, we've already voted on it, and if you, well, you withdrew it, but if you want to put it back on the table, just bring it back the night of...
Wednesday night.
Or work it out with Mary.
And then bring whatever one you want before Wednesday night.
But it is changing.
Right, it is changing how you want it.
And it's taking some ability away from ourselves.
So do you want me to, putting me in a position of withdrawing it again? Why don't you just go ahead and vote it now? If that's what
Why don't you and Mary get together and see what you want to do? Maybe Mary doesn't even want to pull hers, but get together. And then you make a decision thereafter if you want to resubmit it again Wednesday night.
But we have to vote on it.
When?
I'll withdraw it.
We do have to vote on it.
I think it would have been more supportive to let me have more time before I decided that I would draw mine and Mary.
Well, you still have the time. You still have the time, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
But I don't expect they both would have passed. I mean, it's not normal to pass two competing ideas like in Joe's proposal against Holly's. You know, they both got voted down, but if one was going to prevail, it would have been one.
Right.
You know, it's not likely that both would go to then give everybody...
Okay.
Same thing with mine with the comptroller's office, which got voted down, as did the confidential secretary. If one of them were to pass, I can't even imagine a circumstance where the confidential secretary and switching whatever would pass out of this committee.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, anything else? Motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All in favor?
I don't know what that order is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wednesday night.
We're not going to discuss this all over again.
Right? Well, we're going to have to discuss something.